Kerry versus Dublin in the All-Ireland Football Final. Brought to you by Southwest Benz, serving Kerry and Limerick.
Thank you very much, Joe. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Croke Park, an All-Ireland Senior Football Final Day. And once again, it's the meeting of Kerry and Dublin. Kerry looking for their 37th All-Ireland football title. Dublin are looking for their 23rd. Well, the last time they met, we don't have to go through it again, 2009 quarter-final, an absolutely outstanding win by the Kingdom that time. Let's hope today will be something similar. Score-wise, it may not be, but we'll have to wait and see. Weezy, it's a colourful day in Croke Park.
Yes, indeed, Gary. It's an absolutely wonderful day here. There's a great atmosphere, tremendous atmosphere. The hill over to our left, of course, full of Dublin supporters, full of blue, not one green and gold jersey in the middle of them all. Sell-out capacity, over 82,000 people. Colm Cooper is just after introducing the Kerry players. They're marching around Croke Park. This is one of the great scenes of the All-Ireland Final, and one that I love so well, of the teams parading behind the Arcane Boys and Girls Band. Marching around Croke Park, an absolutely wonderful sight. As you said, Kerry looking for their 37th All-Ireland. In actual fact, they're playing in their 63rd All-Ireland final. Tremendous record, senior final. And Dublin and Kerry have met 13 times. All the words have been said, Gary. It has been all written. All the plans have been laid, and it remains now to see what happens out in the field. It's going to be an absolutely fascinating game.
Well, as the rain begins to pour down here once again in Croke Park, let's go through the teams. Kerry are playing as selected. In goal is the man making his first appearance in an All-Ireland final, Brendan Keeley from Kilcommon. He's got 2 Munster Championship medals. Right full back is Killian Young from Bernard. He's looking for his 4th All-Ireland medal today. Full back is Mark O'Shea from Ungoldtuck. He's looking for his 5th medal today. At left corner back is the Garda from Rathmore, Tom O'Sullivan, looking for his 6th All-Ireland Senior Football medal today. Right half-back, Tomás O'Shea, he's also looking for his 6th medal. He is, of course, from Ungoldtuck. And at number 6 is Owen Brosnan. Owen Brosnan is, of course, the solicitor from Dr. Crokes in Killarney. To date, he's 3 All-Ireland medals won. Number 7 is Aidan O'Mahony from Rathmore. He's looking for his 5th All-Ireland medal today. Anthony Maher from Douai plays in his first final at midfield. He has already won All-Ireland Senior Championship medal won. His partners from St. Mary's Carsevine, Brian Sheehan, who is looking for his 5th All-Ireland Senior Football medal. At number 10 is the Glenbeg Glencar Bank official, Darren O'Sullivan. He's already achieved 3 All-Ireland Senior Football Championships. At 11 is Declan O'Sullivan from Drummond Pierces, looking for his 5th All-Ireland medal. Number 12 is the man from Cremorne, Dunica Walsh, looking for All-Ireland medal number 3. The captain is at 13, Cullum the Gooch Cooper from Dr. Crokes in Killarney, looking for his 5th All-Ireland Senior Football medal. At 14 is Kieran Donaghy from Austin Stacks in Tralee, looking for championship medal number 4. And at number 15 is a debutant, Kieran O'Leary. He is from the Dr. Crokes Club. He has 2 All-Irelands to his credit, but it's his first final starting in Croke Park. The subs for today: Tomás McIntyre from Ungoldtuck, Daniel Bohan from Austin Stacks, Paul Galvin from Finnoog, Shane Inright from Tarbert, James O'Donoghue from Legion, Barry John Keane of Kerins O'Rahilly's, Paul De Greedy of Scarty Glen, Peter Crowley of Lown Rangers, Tommy Griffin of Dingle, Johnny Buckley of Dr. Crokes, and finally Brian Maguire from Listow Limits. That's the team that's named for number 26. Dublin players selected. They have in goal Stephen Cluxton. The full back line is Keane O'Sullivan, who's got Pearden's hailing from Kerry. Rory O'Carroll is at full back. Michael Fitzsimons is at left corner. The half back line is James McCarthy, Ger Brennan and Kevin Nolan. Centre field is Dennis Bastick and Michael Dara McCauley. The half forward line, Paul Flynn, Barry Cahill and Brian Cullen, the captain. The full forward line, 2 brothers, Alan Brogan at number 13, Bernard Brogan at number 15. Their mother hails from North Kerry, of course. And at full forward is Dermot Connolly. Big question, I suppose, Weezy, on both sides, do you think they'll go man to man?
Well, Gary, to tell you the truth, to be pure speculation, I think Kerry will definitely go man to man. Whatever about Dublin, we'll have to wait and see. The tactics by both Jack O'Connor and Gilroy are going to be fascinating. We'll see what Jack O'Connor, I reckon myself that Owen Brosnan is going to be dropping back in front of the full back line and trying to cover up there. They're not going to leave the full back line completely and utterly exposed. There's no doubt at all about that. Dublin, the longer Dublin stay with Kerry, the better chance they'll have of winning. They've won their last 2 games against Donegal and Tyrone, playing with 14 men. And they're a very fit, very physical team. Kerry have the football, of course. By the way, when Dublin gave that brilliant display against Tyrone in the quarter final, it was a wet, slippery night, and I was very, very impressed by the Dublin speed that night, and they weren't falling around the place. They were able to master the slippery conditions very, very good, Gary. It's a very slippery game today. There was rain before the game, but it's a wonderful a scene. And to all those people, Gary, listening to us around the world and the internet, naturally enough, we want to say best wishes to them. We hope that we bring you all the excitement and all the glamour and all the colour of this great All-Ireland final. To everyone on the internet and everybody at home, we hope you enjoy the game.
Hopefully so. We're packed to capacity in Croke Park. 83,000 people have crammed in here. The rain begins to fall again. We are ready for the playing of the national anthem. The man in the middle today, he's an important man as well. We wish him well. Joe McQuillan from County Cavan. It's his first All-Ireland senior football final as referee. Both sides will face Hill 16 and the tricolour for the playing of the national anthem. And after that, we'll be ready for the start of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship of 2011. Next up, Aurán Navian. He always he does. Let's have a look around and see our Kerry gun man to man. Mark O'Shea is coming over straight away on Bernard Brogan. Tom O'Sullivan has gone fullback Weishi on Dermot Connolly.
Yeah, that was expected, Gary. All right, the changes you see there were expected. We only have to wait and see. Now I see Dan O'Sullivan is starting centre forward.
And Keane O'Sullivan is picking up Colm Cooper.
That's right, and Declan Sullivan has gone in full forward.
Yes.
And of course, Donny, he gone up for the jump in the middle of the field, Gary. Gary, best of luck. Here we go.
Here we go. The All-Ireland Senior Football Final is about to start here in Croke Park. Proud day to be a Kerry man and a Dublin man. And woman even. Here we go. Well gathered by Anthony Maher. Pulled to the ground and robbed nicely by Michael Darren McCauley. Let's see who's going to settle the better now. James McCarthy. His dad was John McCarthy, who faced Kerry numerous times in the 70s. Dermot Connolly, the man who was successful in his appeal for suspension. Paul Flynn driving it in long and high. Dangerous inside. Killian Young is under it there with Alan Brogan. And the ball wins the contest. First wide of the afternoon to Dublin.
Yeah, it could have been anything, Gary, because the high ball went in there. The defender and the forward went for Killian Young, went for one of the Brogans. Both of them went up for it. It could have touched any one of them. And the ball hopped in. As a matter of fact, I would say if I was a betting man, I thought that Killian Young might have just pushed the ball over the line for a 45. However, it doesn't go like that. It's a kick out for the Kilcommon man.
Well, it's still cat and mouse between the sides at the moment. We thought that Dublin might put back a man to shield. Colm Cooper hasn't happened. Kieran Donaghy breaks it down to Owen Brosnan, showing no signs of that little injury worry that he carried into the game. Lovely low punch pass to Donica Walsh. Got inside the 45 metre line, trying to gain possession again. The Cremorne man uses Dan Sullivan. Away goes the man from Glenbey. Scintillating run. Declan O'Sullivan punches it over the bar. After 1 minute and 15 seconds, first blood to Kerry.
Lovely point by Kerry. Kicking into the Hill 16 in here. It was Dan O'Sullivan got the ball. Turn around. He's playing centre forward. Passing into Declan O'Sullivan. He's after scoring his point. That's 15 points by him. And remember that Kieran Donaghy is out midfield. He's playing midfield at the moment. And he seems to be staying there, Gary.
Stephen Cluxton touches the ball for the first time, drives it out around the middle of the field, where Michael Darren McCauley is beaten well by Anthony Maher. Good start by the man from Finnoog. Maher uses Darren O'Sullivan again. Kerry looking composed in the ball so far. Brian Sheehan back to Darren Sullivan. Low ball looking for Kieran O'Leary, but dealt very well inside there with the man by the name of Michael Fitzsimons from Coola. Drives it long. Killian Young out ahead of Alan Brogan. The Renard man has settled well. He's got a big task in his hands today to shackle Alan Brogan. So far he's done well. got off the boot of a Dublin man over there. I think it's a line ball to Kerry on the far side. It is. It went out off Brian Cullen.
And remember, Declan O'Sullivan is full forward. Dan O'Sullivan is centre forward, and Kieran Donaghy is midfield. They are the changes in the Kerry team.
Well, Kieran Donaghy's away out over here in front of us. Absolutely nobody within 50 yards of him. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but definitely 30 yards of him. Can they work it over to him? Anthony Maher might look to his left, and he'll see Kieran Donaghy, and there's the pass. Kieran Donaghy picks it up right in front of the Hogan stand. Takes the solo, gives it inside to Aidan O'Mahony, who loses possession, but Donaghy's there to save the day again. He went out over the line, the ball didn't. Good call. Good call by the linesman down there. Long ball inside for Declan again. Declan's been back by Rory O'Carroll. Rory O'Carroll, Pat McEnany is the linesman on this side. It's his last time officiating here in this afternoon. There's Declan O'Sullivan hopping off Dublin players. Plays it outside to Darren Sullivan. Darren will use Brian Sheehan. He might have a cut from 45. He gives it to Owen Brosnan. Owen Brosnan losing possession but getting it back again. But hand passing it to Brian Cullen.
Conditions are very slippery, Gary. They're very treacherous and the players are finding it difficult to play in it.
Here's Alan Brogan taking on Killian Young. Lovely low ball to Jamie Connolly. Connolly shoots for the post for the first time. Oh no, brilliantly held on the line by Brendan Keeley. Good save by the man from Kilcommon.
Yeah, that was a great save. A lovely ball in by Connolly. The ball was just dropping under the crossbar. That was a very dangerous ball and the goalkeeper went up to Kilcommon and came down. Good save by him, broke it out, connected the ball. Away come Kerry.
Donica Walsh has swinged wings. He's been on by Brian Cullen now. Donica Walsh into the corner to Declan. He's won every ball so far ahead of Rory Carroll. He's looking for the push. Referee said no play on. Brian Cullen, the captain, is back in defence. He's well used to playing that there. He's a former defender.
Yeah, and you're going to earn your free today. The referee doing well at the moment and not giving away any easy frees to any both sides.
Here comes Dublin. Michael Darren McCauley. The tackle going in from Anthony Maher. This is James McCarthy, the right half back, going deep into Kerry territory. Good block there. Good block by Owen Brosnan. Line ball to Kerry. We're still settling. 4 minutes gone. Kerry lead by a point to nil, and it's a line ball here to Jim McConnelly.
Yeah, both sides still settling. As you say, Gary, conditions slippery. Kerry finding the keeping their feet more difficult. Declan O'Sullivan has slipped two or three times since the game has begun.
Connolly plays it back to James McCarthy. James McCarthy uses McCauley inside to Brogan. This is Allen. Allen with the left leg. That's the second wide for Dublin. They're looking for a 45, but the umpire is adamant it's wide.
Yeah, that's definitely wide. Yeah, it was Allen Brogan. It was Killian Young came across to block him down. Brogan with his left leg. That was a bad wide by him. Wasn't left settled. Kicked the ball wide in his own side. He'd be disappointed with that. Lovely kick out to Donaghy. Lovely kick out by
Brilliant
the goalkeeper.
Kick by Keeley to Donnelly. And here goes Tomás O'Shea. Usually good to score a point in All-Ireland final day. Tomás has gone inside the 45. Low hand pass to Colm Cooper. Nicely gets away from his man. Outside to his clubmate Kieran O'Leary. Back to Colm Cooper. Colm Cooper, three of them around him. So far they know the danger with which he possesses. Darren Sullivan on the 45. Darren to his left to Brian Sheehan. Brian Sheehan going down for the ball. Still Brian, how good is the left leg? Has to be good. Not this time. Very much pulls it to the left and wide. First wide, I think, for Kerry, is it?
Yeah, Brian Sheehan at the end of that lovely passing move. Colm Cooper involved for the first time. Brian Sheehan kicking into the hill 16. Ballooned the ball wide in his own side, wide by him.
Kick out quickly taken, but on Brosnan was smart to it. The Kerry, rest of the Kerry team warden team was looking for Barry Cahill. Brosnan did well. He's showing no signs of the injury, was
he? He is not. Brosnan has after been very involved in the game since the began.
Good free by Anthony Maher to Kieran O'Leary. Again, the ball slips from him. All players wearing gloves this afternoon. Kieran O'Leary looking for the free. Trying to get away from Brian Sheehan. Loose pass by O'Leary. Brogan is back there to help out. That's Alan Brogan. Dublin working out the field now if they can. Good tackle going in over from Colm Cooper. But the Dublin defence doing well now to try and work their way out of this position with which they are in. Kieran O'Sullivan. Both his parents, of course, hail from Kinmare and Killarney, for Kilgarvan and Killarney, respectively. Here now is Dublin again on the attack. The ball is driven down inside. Tom O'Sullivan kept his eye on it from the moment it left the Dublin man's boot. Kerry defence really settled much better.
It has settled very much better. That was a great field of fielding by Tom O'Sullivan. The ball dropped in there. Two Dublin men went for him. He just got the ball, came out and broke it away. And remember, Kieran Donaghy is playing midfield for Kerry.
And still playing midfield for Kerry. 6.5 minutes gone. He gives it to Owen Brosnan. He's given a licence to roam, I think, in the opening half, Owen Brosnan. Central half-back Brosnan plays it nicely inside to Declan O'Sullivan. Peeling off from his Donica Walsh. He uses the Cremorne man. Trying to get around Kevin Nolan. Donica Walsh from a tight angle. It's high. Cluxton is left. His goal. Dangerously. Declan O'Sullivan trying to get it. Cluxton is the player we see that he could do anything.
He could. He came out very far there. Gary punched that ball. Looking up and went right from the ball. Went right out to one of the Dublin men. And remember, Dublin are attacking. The Canal goal here in Croke Park, 82,000 people, huge crowd, great atmosphere, players very nervous all the time trying to settle down.
Sean Moynihan, the waterman, gets his first touch of the ball and he gives it to Tom O'Sullivan. Sean, of course, from Spa. Tom O'Sullivan loses possession but gathered again by the soundest performance so far from Owen Brosnan at centre-back. Here is Tomás O'Shea taking the game to Dermot Connolly. Nice ball inside for Cullen Cooper. Peeling off him is Kieran O'Leary. This is for O'Leary. This is for Darren O'Sullivan. Trying to get inside his man. That man is Ger Brennan. Darren to Kieran O'Leary. It's inches high inside for Sheehan. Broken for Dunica Walsh. A chance for Walsh, but it's gone to the left and wide. They're looking for a free there. Not going to
get it. There'd be no free there, Gary, because that was a great tackle by Dublin. Dublin not giving away an easy freeze. That's a feature of their game all ditch. The Bahi ball went in, it was broken out. Dunica Walsh ran into, got into the small square, went to punch the ball. Two Dublin defenders came at him, and they just hit him fair. Wonderful defending by Dublin. The ball broke away at 45. Watch Cluxon kick it out. Who's he going to kick it out? He's one of the top scorers in the Dublin team. Not from his kick out star. He always finds a man.
Well, Kerry are gone man to man, and Kieran Donaghy's now at left half forward. Brian Sheehan and Michael Darren McCauley, and Donaghy under the break. Well won by Kieran Donaghy. It's effective so far that he's out around the middle, Weezy.
It is. It's effective. It's working, Gary, and it has confused Dublin, I say that little bit.
And Declan has gone away from Rory Carroll. Declan O'Sullivan, he's the only scorer so far this All Ireland final. Joe McQuillan says no free. Declan is working extremely hard. Free
he's finding it very hard to keep his feet. He's after falling three times in a row.
That's quite true. Well, I suppose they'll have to check their new psychology now. They have that before they were cogs, now they're called blades. These are new inventions for footballers. Back in the half back line is Alan Brogan, would you believe? 8 minutes gone, still 1 point to nil. And Aidan O'Mahony gets out in front of his man and puts his whole body down the ball. But it's going to be gathered here by Barry Cahill. He's put out over the line. Line ball to Aidan O'Mahony. And he says, welcome to Barry Cahill.
Yeah, Barry O'Cahill got the ball there. Beat Aidan for it. And Aidan O'Mahony, the rat moment, came home, hit him a good welt of his shoulder, a good tulk, and threw him out over the line. That'll be Kerry's sideline ball. Remember, it's just 1 point to no score. Nine minutes gone. Very low scoring game. The marking is all, it's all marking. Aidan close marking.
Aidan O'Mahony put his team in a lot of problems with that line ball. He looked for Killian Young, and certainly it wasn't on. Killian Young was sandwiched between three of them. Dublin have got the free, and it's the first scoring chance for them in Bernard Brogan.
And you know, Kerry a little bit disjointed. They're disjointed because Dublin, the tackling is ferocious on both sides, and every time a man gets the ball, there's maybe two or three of the opposition around.
And here comes Cluxton. The goalkeeper has left it, and he's coming all the way up to take this free. He's about 35 yards out. Ideally placed for a left-footed player, he is. And I like the way he takes the freeze, though. Whatever they say about it, he just throws the ball down, takes three or four steps, and bang.
It's amazing. He scored 10 points. He's one of the top scorers for Dublin this year, the goalkeeper. We've never seen that before. Left-footed kicker. This is made for a left-footed kicker.
Here he comes. Cluxton high, Cluxton long, and Cluxton wide. That's the third wide of the game for Dublin.
Yeah, that's the third wide of final. Yeah, Kieran Sullivan says, Kieran Donaghy followed sixth. Cluxton said something to him there. A little few words passed between them. Off the camera and off mic, as the fella said. A little few words of encouragement by both sides.
First greeting of the afternoon to Joe Kelly and his family. They're tuned in South Carolina, listening to us all. Joe, I've been told all the Tehans in Cremon are willing and wishing you well. Well gathered by Michael Darren McCauley. McCauley drives it long, looking for Bernard Brogan. He's got there ahead of Mark O'Shea. Bernard Brogan, the danger man, to his brother Alan. Alan tried to work his way in. Alan has the confidence to shoot. Alan has the confidence to score. That's the first score of the afternoon for Dublin. And after 11 minutes, it's from the boot of Alan Brogan.
Lovely minute. And after 11 minutes, he's after adding one to his 11 points already that he scored. Lovely point by Alan Brogan. Dublin looking settled. They're playing nice football. That's a little bit better than Kerry at the moment. Fielded that ball brilliantly in the middle of the field. Dominated out the round there. And a lovely point by Alan Brogan.
Brendan Keeney kicks it out to the middle of the field. Kieran Donaghy, what a majestic catch by the man from Rock Street. Gives it inside to Aidan O'Mahony, who's been really pulled and dragged by Paul Flynn. Oh, and there's a punch thrown. Well, a semi-punch. Maybe Pat McQuillan says it was more of a shoulder region than a punch.
Yeah, that'll be a yellow card. There's no doubt at all about Paul Flynn there. Kieran Donaghy has had a little bit off the ball session with one of the Dublin fellas, but that'll be a yellow card for Paul Flynn, because there was no need what he did here, no man there. That was very impetuous altogether. And indeed, indeed, Dear McConnelly was sent off in the semi-final for the very same type of attack.
It was. First yellow of the afternoon. after 11 and a half minutes, and it's gone to the man who carried an injury in here from Dublin. That's Paul Flynn from Fingallions. So Brian Sheehan to take this free, and Brian is hardly going to point it from here, even though I know he's a good free taker, but he's about 80-85 yards from the Dublin goal. Darren Sullivan has found himself in space, and Sheehan picks him out. Oh, just inches away from a beautiful kick from Brian Sheehan. Hard luck on that one.
Yeah, it was hard luck. It was a lovely kick by Sheehan from the middle of the field. Darren O'Sullivan had floated in behind his men, but the ball picked up speed, and when it hit the ground just in front of Darren, just in front of him, it whizzed past the in line. Here comes Cluxon's kick out.
The kick out to the middle of the field, a check of the watch. 12 and a half minutes gone. If you've just joined us, wherever you listen, just around the world, and it's 1 point apiece between Kerry and Dublin. A both from play, Alan Brogan for Dublin, Declan O'Sullivan from Kerry. Line ball over on the far side to Dublin in front of the Cusick stand.
Yeah, and the longer we said before the game that Dublin stay with Kerry, the better they like it. Remember the last time they met in the semi-final, Kerry were about 13 points up before Dublin even woke up.
Dennis Bastic took that. He's a former fullback and he's playing now at midfield. Here comes Kevin Nolan from Kilmacud Crokes. This should be Brian Sheehan's, and it is. An aimless pass there from Dublin, and Tom O'Sullivan works it out to Killian Young. Killian Young has another bank official in front of him. That's Darren O'Sullivan. They don't work for the same bank, but they're both officials. Darren out to another bank official. That's Kieran Donaghy. Kieran Donaghy playing ducks and drakes with the Dublin team at the moment. He's very comfortable around the middle of the field. And Anthony Maher uses Tomás O'Shea. Tomás O'Shea leaves the ball behind him momentarily. Faces now the number 12, Brian Cullen, the captain, showing a great bust of acceleration for a 33-year-old is Tomás O'Shea. Tomás with the left leg into the hands, though, of Stephen Cluxon. You're right, Rishi. From midfield up, Kerry look a little bit ragged.
They're very ragged looking, Gary. They're just not putting it together in the Dublin defence. There's a kind of a zone defence they're playing, and Kerry are finding it very hard to counteract it.
Line ball off Brian Sheehan, in front of the linesman Pat McEnany down there, and it's going to be a line ball to Dublin right in front of the Hogan stand, and it's been taken by James McCarthy. Great block by Sheehan, lucky again to end up to the hands of Paul Flynn, driven long by Dennis Bastic. Out comes Tom Sullivan, but he's beaten by Dermot Connolly. Connolly plays it into the corner to Bernard Brogan. Bernard in hot pursuit is Mark O'Shea. Bernard Brogan slips at the corner flag. Mark O'Shea sticking with him. Well intervened there as well by Anthony Maher, and Mark O'Shea plays it out nicely to Tom O'Sullivan. He too, Donica Walsh, and Anthony Maher using it out. Good defensive work by Kerry.
Great defensive work and great work by Mark O'Shea. Here comes Dublin again.
And Killian Young has lost the ball. It's gone high, it's gone long, and it's gone over the bar as Killian Young picks himself up from the ground. Point number two from Alan Brogan.
Yes, indeed, and Killian Young was looking for a free there because he had the ball. He turned around, and there was a Dublin man with him. He seemed to trip him from behind, Gary. In my view, he tripped and should have been a free out. The referee gave a free in, and Alan Brogan took advantage with the ball over the gap. Kerry are finding it difficult to keep their feet. I keep saying that in the slippery conditions.
Quickly taken by Tomás O'Shea. Declan O'Sullivan now has left the full forward. Bertie's more or less out in the 40. He's been shackled and pulled and dragged. If that's not a free, I don't know what is. And that is right over in front of the Cusick stand. There's a Dublin man lying prostrate, but he's lying there because he pulled the jersey of Declan O'Sullivan, and it is going to be a free to Kerry right over in front of the Cusick stand. They might be switching Donaghy now at this stage. He's 15 minutes out round the middle.
He isn't 15. He caught maybe one ball since he came out around there, but you see, they have the option of putting him in, Gary, anytime they want. It's no harm, because at the moment there's nothing happening inside the Kerry full forward line. Colm Cooper has been completely devoid of ball. There's nothing going in there, and Dublin have the grip at the moment. They're leading 2 points to one. There's a Dublin man down injured at the moment, and the Dublin defence playing that zone defence where they all come out and follow the ball together and close it down. Kerry find it very hard.
Kevin Nolan is the man that's lying down at the moment. He made his championship debut against Louth in 2008. He's down lying prostrate at the moment as the Dubs begin to sing. Hill 16 this afternoon, it's three quarters Dubs and a quarter Kerry, but so far the Dubs are singing. It's early days yet, of course, as three Kerry subs leave the bench.
Well, there's one thing about the game so far. We have none of this scintillating football that we've seen Kerry playing against Cork and that we've seen Dublin playing against Tyrone. We have none of that. It's the slow, ponderous build-up by both sides. A lot of heavy tackling, a lot of players slipping, and it's very, very slow. No high balls going in. All pinpoint kind of low balls are going in. But it's very slow, Gary. Nothing scintillating. A disappointing match so far.
Weather conditions, though, isn't it?
Weather conditions, of course, have a lot to do with it, because the slippery Croke Park, of course, is well known.
There's a fair old breeze down there, Weezy.
There's a fair old breeze, Gary. It's kind of swirling more than anything, I would say. Dublin leading Kerry, 16 minutes gone, 2 points to one.
Kevin Nolan is okay. There'll be about 2 or 3 minutes added of additional time for that injury. And it's a free over in the far side to Kerry and to Tomás O'Shea. In front of the Cusack stand. Plays it short and low to Declan O'Sullivan. Again, tumbles and rolls and squirts along the ground. And I tell you, McQuillan is giving no soft freeze. Anthony Maher drives it long, looking for Kieran Donnelly. He hits the surface again and left and wide.
Yeah, Anthony Maher sent out about a diagonal ball out to Kieran Donnelly, who moved in. But once again, when the ball hit the sod, it just whizzed very fast and it gave him no chance whatsoever and went outside for 40. Here comes Cluxton's kick out again.
Cluxton to Paul Flynn and Owen Brosnan. Brosnan has the height and breaks it down to himself. Well, independently won by Owen Brosnan. Being harassed and shackled there by Dennis
Bastic. Yeah, he won a great ball there.
And Paul Flynn, but a present, an early Christmas present of a pass into Rory O'Carroll. Brian Cullen going very deep for Paul. Dublin.
Kerry are going to bring on a sub. There's going to be a move very shortly. Watch this. Paul Gallivan will be coming on in 1 minute.
Here comes Tomás O'Shea. Tomás O'Shea to Darren O'Sullivan. He's got Declan to his right. He's got Kieran O'Leary to his left. He's going down the middle himself. What a run. Here's Colm Cooper. Goal for Colm the Goats Cooper. But it was all made by Darren O'Sullivan.
What an absolutely superb goal by Kerry. A wonderful goal. Darren O'Sullivan, one of the fastest footballers ever to don the green and gold. He cut through the Dublin defence like a knife to a butter. He saw the Gooch running off him. It went down, went 1-2-3. Passed the ball to Colm Cooper. Cooper turned around. Left leg back into the top of the net. Gave Cluxton no chance whatsoever. 1-1 to 2 points. And we're going to have a Kerry sub coming on very shortly. Paul Gallivan is after going out. He's going to be coming on. Kerry lead 1-1 to 2 points. A great run by Darren O'Sullivan.
Brilliant. And a brilliant, brilliant goal by Colm Cooper. Well, he and Bernard Brogan were one of the favourites by the bookies to get the first goal this afternoon, and the coach has obliged. The captain has driven it into the back of the net. It's going to be a line ball. It's going to be a kick out to Kerry in the far side. When Kerry needed it to open again, Goat stepped up.
Yeah, and once again, a great shrewd move by Jack O'Connor, the selectors, to put Darren O'Sullivan centre forward for the first time this year, centre forward. And he opened up the whole defence there. He cut through them, gave the ball to Gooch. And when you put Gooch into a situation like that with the left leg,
he
gave Cluxton no chance whatsoever. Beautifully placed. Yeah,
absolutely. Kieran Donaghy out to the middle of the field. 19 minutes gone in Croke Park. 1-1 to Kerry. 2 points to Dublin, and it's a free in the middle of the field to James McCarthy. James McCarthy takes it to Brian Cullen. He's equally as comfortable wing back as he is wing forward. Brian Cullen is the captain. Inside again. This is a good ball played inside there, but Kerry defence and Tom Sullivan in particular doing well. Here's a chance for Dennis Bastic right into the hands of Brendan Keeley, and not a Dublin player inside. They're pulling their players back.
Yeah, because Kerry had 10 players. Would you believe, Kerry, we often talk about the swarming and the defending. Kerry had 10 players behind the ball. They're falling back, the two midfielders falling back and crowding out, and Dublin just can't get a sight, can't get a look at the Kerry goal.
Here goes Killian Young. Killian Young gives a nice ball inside to Darren O'Sullivan. High challenge there by Michael Darren McCauley. That deserves another yellow card.
Yeah, indeed, that was a deliberate challenge, no doubt at all about it. Jack O'Connor's below, he's talking to Paul Gallivan, he's giving him instructions. We're going to see him coming on very, very shortly. He's talking to him in line. He said, Paul Gallivan, taking off the...
He'll get some seal of approval for
Kieran O'Leary, I'd imagine.
After 20 minutes, Paul Gallivan is about to come in. There was no yellow card shown there. I thought there would to Michael Darren McCauley, but Kerry have won their free, and Brian Sheen takes it backwards to Owen Brosnan. We will have the introduction of Paul Gallivan very early in just a moment. Might be for this man, Kieran O'Leary, who's on the ball at the moment. Tries to lay it back to Kieran Donaghy. He gives it to Darren Sullivan. Will he think about going again on another scintillating run? Back to O'Leary. Takes the shoulder well from James McCarthy. Kieran O'Leary with a great ball to Cooper. Just across, over the head. Into, is it Brian Cullen who's away back there? But Kerry moving early with the substitution, they are indeed,
Gary, because I think just Kieran O'Leary is the man that might come off when Gallivan is ready to come on. Moving very, very, very early indeed, not leaving it go too long.
Ger Brennan, well, that was the worry I had, that Kerry would leave it long before they brought him on. They're not. They're doing it early. Here's Barry Cahill. He's a former wing back. He's now in the 40. It's opened up alarmingly for Barry Cahill. He's pushed in well outside the penalty area. but there was a serious gap in the Kerry defence.
There was a huge gap, and Barry Cahill, the centre forward, found it there. He went right through the Kerry defence like a knife to a butter. He was just on the verge of the big square, and he was just about to shoot when one of the Kerry defenders came up from behind him, gave him a push. I think it was Aidan O'Mahony. He gave him that push, and he was just outside the big box. Another step into being a penalty. This will be an easy tip over free.
For Bernard Brogan, who's going to take this 14-yard free. Joe McQuillan's having a chat with Aidan O'Mahony. Is there going to be a yellow here? There is. A yellow card for Aidan O'Mahony. I'm not sure if that was something off the field or not. And meanwhile, Declan Sullivan has been floored.
Yeah, because
over in the far side.
I tell you, Gary, off the camera there, there was a bit of hassle going on between the fullback Rory O'Carroll and Declan O'Sullivan. Away from the play, they were pulling and they were dragging, and eventually Carroll pulled Declan O'Sullivan, twist him around, and Declan O'Sullivan is right down now with an injured ankle.
Now the only one that can call that is the umpires on the Hill 16 goal, Weegee, because Pat McEnany was well up here in front of us. The referee was inside where Bernard Brogan took that free, and incidentally he pointed that free. It's 1-3, it's 1-1 to 3 points. Yeah. I can't see him taking any action here because he didn't see it.
And Jack O'Connor is just on the verge of the field now, and he's pointing to two umpires, and he's pointing to Declan O'Sullivan, as saying he saw that, he must have seen what was after happening there. They were only just pulling and dragging. There was no punch strong, no. Gary, but it was
no.
The way that
in fairness to McQuillan now, he's going in consulting his umpires under the hill. They're the only two men that can make the call on this, because they've been the closest to it. In fact, I didn't see it because I was watching Bernard Brogan taking the free, and we still don't have Paul Galvin in. So
yeah, you might see the two of them book, Gary, because both of them are at it really, but the Dublin man was more at fault, I'd say, but we'll see what'll happen here.
He's going out to Rory O'Carroll and to Declan O'Sullivan. He's making his way towards both of them, and he's calling the Dublin man at the moment, and Declan is walking away, and Declan has turned his back on the ref, which of course is a thing to do. What's the colour of this card?
That'll be yellow card. That'll be yellow card, Gary.
It's yellow.
And Paul Gallivan still waiting to get the nod. He's waiting on the side of the pitch there, ready to come on.
And he's going to come on for Kieran O'Leary. Yeah. Now, listen to the crowd when you hear the introduction of Finucane's Paul Galvin. Yes, Paul Galvin is in. And gone is Kieran O'Leary. Now, so, it's all happening here. Tom O'Sullivan has been pulled and dragged as well, and Paul Galvin has to go back and take this free because he didn't hear the referee's whistle. So Kieran O'Leary called ashore after 24 minutes. Paul Galvin is in, and Kerry lead by a point, 1-1 to 3 points.
Yeah, we're keeping an eye on what's happening. Kieran Donoghue is going in full forward now. He's moving away off the ball. We'll keep an eye on that for you.
Oh, loose one from Killian Young. Very unlike him. Into the hands of Barry Cahill. Dublin are rejuvenated in the last few minutes. This is Brian Cullen. High ball, pulling and dragging by Mark Shea. He got away with it. Brogan, chance of a goal. Brilliantly saved. An absolutely brilliant right-handed save from Brendan Keeley.
That was an absolutely marvellous save. A wonderful save by the Kilcommon man, Brendan Keeley. The Dublin forward got right in. He took his time. He had loads of space. He hit a bullet of a shot right down low to Keeley's right. And Keeley threw himself with his right hand. What a wonderful save. What a brilliant save by Keeley. By Brendan Keeley, the Turkish Kerry man, the goalkeeper after Paddy Mahoney and Johnny Cullity. Wonderful save. Well done, Keeley.
Three Dublin men around Declan O'Sullivan. He got the free from Colin Cooper. Back to Donica Walsh. Donica Walsh in the corner flag position. Loses it straight into the hands of a Dublin man.
Gary, Kerry giving away a lot of easy possession now. They call them turnovers.
Brian Sheehan very unhappy with the Cremorne man. He said, I was loose, why didn't you give it to me? But I'll tell you, Mark O'Shea was lucky he didn't concede a free there, because he pulled the jersey of Alan Brogan. It's all happening. High ball inside again, gathered by Dermot Connolly. Connolly taking on Tom Sullivan and Paul Galvin. Connolly still going through. A chance to level the game. Oh, what a poor kick by Dermot Connolly.
Oh, and a great run by Connolly. He beat 2-3. Kerryman turned around and got in and kicked with his left leg. Which was a terrible baldoon of a kick altogether. And it just bobbed into Brendan Keeley. Remember Brendan Keeley? He made that superb one-handed save just while ago there. But Kerry looking disjointed. Dublin looking the more assured at the moment.
Tomás O'Shea drives it inside for Colm Cooper. Gathering it ahead of Cian O'Sullivan. And fouled and pushed to the ground. And the Crokes captain and the Kerry captain. Well, he's outside of the left boot. What a pass. Like Tiger Woods or like Darren Clark. Donica Walsh hits it high for Donaghy. Here's the catch from the Rock Street man. Brilliant save. An equally good save inside by the Dublin defender. goalkeeper. I didn't quite see who it was. It could be
the goalkeeper, Gary. It was the goalkeeper. Beat the first high ball in for Kieran Danny. The first time he's back in full foul. Turned along, got the ball. Hit an absolutely bullet shot. Cluxy came out and saved it with his legs. A wonderful save. Two great saves by the two goalkeepers so far. And away come Dublin again.
And here comes Paul Hayes, but he's lost the ball. Paul Galvin goes in with a sliding tackle. This is going to be a free, 50 yards out for Dublin. The referee's not going to allow a quick one.
Yes, indeed, Gary, when there's fierce defending on both sides. Kerry bringing 10 and 11 men back, and the game is now beginning to open up that little bit. That was the first time we saw the big high ball going into Kieran Danny, a lovely diagonal ball. He beat his man, he turned around, and he hit an absolutely rocket of a shot, and it wasn't the goalkeeper. Yeah. One of the defenders came across, threw himself down on top, and effected a wonderful save. So in the last 2 minutes, we'd have to see a great save by the defender and a great save by Keely. But, Gary, Dublin looking assured, aren't they? Nice and slow.
Correct. And what's looking disappointing, we've 27 minutes gone and we've only that 1 point from Declan O'Sullivan.
That's all, yeah. That's what looking, yeah. Because the Kerry forwards, we're seeing from the word go, they're very unassured looking.
Well, it's Kerry with a slight lead, 1-1 to 3 points. 8 minutes to the half-time whistle, and there'll be about 2 or 3 minutes of injury due to Paul Flynn being down. And here comes Stephen Cluxton again, up from the goal, and this time he's about 50 yards out. Dead straight in front of the post, and Joe McQuillan says to Declan O'Sullivan, "Back you come here, my man." And Declan has retreated. And Cluxton will have a crack at this one. Distance is not a problem. Neither is the accuracy. First score from the goalkeeper, Stephen Cluxton. And we're level at the All-Ireland final.
Yeah, the unusual sight to see the goalkeeper come out. That's his 11 point for his county in the championship. A lovely point by Cluxton. The scores are level. There's 28 minutes gone. It's a slow, it's a very kind of tense, it's a kind of very high tension game. Fierce close marking, an awful lot of close marking.
Anthony Maher, the 6'5" man, goes high, and Dunica Walsh wins the break to Paul Galvin. His first meaningful touch, but it's a poor touch into the hands of Brian Cullen. Brian Cullen back to Michael Darragh McCauley. On the run is Bernard Brogan. After him is Mark O'Shea. Brogan and O'Shea. It's the chance for Brogan from the tightest of angles. That is the score of the All-Ireland Senior Final so far from Bernard Brogan.
Oh, that's an absolutely wonderful point by Bernard Brogan, one of the Brogan brothers, with the Kerry blood coursing through his veins. Got the ball, turned around, came out to the 21, and with the right leg just outside the 21, just caressed the ball and eased it over the line. He did that for Kerry in the National League up here, kicked the winning point from the very same position in the National League early this year. Dublin ahead, five points to four.
Kerry
had just 1 point scored off a player.
Yes, and that point was from Declan O'Sullivan's hand pass. Paul Galvin running into traffic, releases Mark O'Shea. Pass for Tom O'Sullivan, but asking an awful lot of Tom O'Sullivan. That's a poor pass by Mark O'Shea, and he's now left Bernard Brogan all on his own. But he wasn't looking not to gather that. Kerry have gone from composed in the back line to ragged.
Yeah, and I'm continuously saying since the game began, Kerry are giving away the ball. In today's parlance, they call it a new thing, they call it a turnover. Well, I say giving away the ball to the opposition, it makes more sense, and they're giving away the ball a lot to the opposition, and they did there. The ball came into Brogan and it just skidded away in front of him again. Dublin lead 5 points to four, 29 minutes gone.
The one welcome sight is the sun has begun to shine in Croke Park. High challenge there, and an acrobatical comeback from the ground from Dennis Bastic, but he's penalised Anthony Maher.
And Kieran Donnie now gone in, he's inside full forward in the verge of the square, that's where he's going to stay.
Alan Brogan taking on Killian Young, he's got 2 points already. High ball inside, Mark O'Shea must make it his, does this time. Good defending by the Ungarletic man. Now, can Kerry get a point from this movement? Surely, try and work it up the field if they can. We've seen nothing from Owen Brosnan after the opening 10 minutes. Poor pass for Darren O'Sullivan. It would have come back to Owen Brosnan, but he kept it down on the line. Here comes Alan Brogan again, inside, looking for Dermot Connolly. Dublin are flying at the moment. Dermot Connolly, after him is Paul Galvin. Another free into Dublin. Kerry have troubles all over the pitch.
Yeah, what Dublin are doing, they're popping in nice low ball. The forwards are getting it inside, and Dublin are taking on their men, and they're holding the ball, Gary. They're holding it, and they're drawing the foul all the time. Remember now, there's 30 minutes gone, and Kerry have just scored 1 point, and that came from Declan O'Sullivan, and the goal came from Colm Cooper. And I'm continuously saying since the game began, Dublin look more assured. Kerry are not playing with any bit of fluency whatsoever.
We don't seem to have a half forward line at the moment, we see.
No, Gary, because I tell you why, because the Kerry half forwards are falling back. I'm continuously saying there's 10 and 11 Kerry men behind the ball all the time. They're playing a more of a defensive game than an attacking game.
I agree with you totally. Well, a lot of things for Jack O'Connor and his selectors to start at the moment. He's having a chat with David Murphy and Alan O'Sullivan. This is not a great performance in the opening 31 minutes from Kerry. 1 point in it. You can nearly chalk it down. There'll be two after this because Bernard Brogan will surely pop this one over the bar. He's just right in front of the goal. And he will make it his third. Two from, one from free, one from play so far. He shouldn't have any problems with this one. Shooting into the canal end. Here comes Bernard Brogan. That looks to be another one, and it is. It's a 2 point lead now for Dublin.
Yeah, and why we might say that Kerry aren't playing, they're giving away a lot of ball, we mustn't forget that Dublin are pressurising them. This is, we've, everyone has said this is a good Dublin team. They're pressurising Kerry, pressurising them all the time, and not letting them settle, and not letting them get in easy kicks and deliver the ball in well.
Brendan Keeley high for Anthony Maher. The break is under it again. There's the Dublin man. That's Barry Cahill. Barry Cahill. Here's Paul Flynn. Who's marking this man? Paul Flynn drives it inside again for Brogan. Mark O'Shea has his hands full with Brogan, but this time Mark O'Shea wins it. Looking for it outside him is Brian Sheehan. Brian Sheehan looks up. Donica Walsh in front of him gives it inside to Aidan O'Mahony. Slips to the ground. Two of them on top of him. Release it back to Brian Sheehan. He's still only in his half back line. Into the middle to Tomas. Tomas to Mark. Mark out to the far side. On his own over there is Killian Young. Killian to Tom Sullivan. Very disappointing. Still only 1 point from play after 32 minutes. And the man that got it is on the ball now. Declan O'Sullivan to Darren Sullivan. Coming in to help him. But losing it is Donica Walsh. And well, he was looking to win a free there, Weezy, I'll be honest about it.
Well, now this is a very lucky free for Kerry because the ball broke down and it was on the ground. It was there to be won. A Dublin man went in. I think it was Michael Fitzsimons, and he went in, broke away the ball, and the ref had judged that he had fallen over the Kerry man and given the free there. So lucky enough, lucky Gary. Free. If it was left go, you wouldn't say anything about
I
it.
I
put it
through
like that.
He connected with the ball first before he connected with Donica Walsh. That's my interpretation of it. Brian Sheehan has the first free of the afternoon on 33 minutes. Shooting into Hill 16. I said to myself during the week, how will Brian Sheehan manage shooting into Hill 16? Well, he hasn't got a chance until the 33rd minute. And here it is, just outside the 45-metre line. This to put Kerry one behind Dublin. 6 points to 1-1. Here comes Brian Sheehan. Long, high, into the edge of the square. Pulled down inside there, gathered by Darren Sullivan. Outside to Colm Cooper. Outside to Paul Galvin. Paul Galvin for the shot. Paul Galvin with the point. Badly needed score from the Finnoog man.
Yeah, lovely point by Paul Galvin. The ball was passed out there. Colm Cooper got it. Turned around. He could have shot him set, but he saw Paul Galvin just outside him. And it was that big, long, high ball that came in. It broke away. There was no high fielding inside there. Darren O'Sullivan to Colm Cooper and then to Paul Galvin. And with the right leg, just popped it over the bar there. Darren O'Sullivan involved in an awful lot of the play.
Yeah, he is, absolutely. Now Declan O'Sullivan is out in the 40. Paul Galvin is at right half forward. Cluxton takes a very, very short kick out. Well, it's the hallmark of his play and Dublin's play to start behind with Cluxton. Aidan O'Mahony battling, but losing out to Barry Cahill. And losing out rather easily to Barry Cahill. Danger for Kerry. Good defending by Paul Galvin. Free in. Again, that's a debatable one.
Well, no, I must say on the other side, that's a very debatable free. And because Aidan O'Mahony thought the ball was gone out of the line, he left it. And the Dublin man got it. He went straight in. Kerry lads came up behind him. And it was the centre-back for John Brennan. And God knows, Gary, it was a debate. It was a soft enough old free. So that's one on both sides there now.
And here's Bernard Brogan again to shoot for the post. Again, he shouldn't have any problems. A little bit all right to the angle of which he was at the last one. 6-5 they lead. Can we make it 7-5? No, he's missed it. That is an unbelievable miss for Bernard Brogan, and that's a major let off to Kerry.
Oh, that's a terrible miss by Brogan. That was an easy tip over free there with his right leg, made for a right foot kicker on the 21-metre line. All he did was come up and pop the ball over there, pulled it wide right across the face of the goal, get every chance, pulled it wide. It's now 6 points to five, or 1-2 to 6 points.
1 minute of additional time to be played here in Croke Park. I thought there'd be two. Here's Donica Walsh. Will we go in level at half time? Kerry trailing by a point. 6 points to 1-2. Back to Owen Brosnan. Calling for it inside is the coach. He'll use Declan. Declan O'Sullivan now. Two of them around him. Gives it inside to Darren. Darren O'Sullivan looking up. Taking on the Dublin man who's Michael Fitzsimons. Back to Declan again. Declan keeping it very close to his chest. Donica Walsh outside to Tomas, who finds himself in space. Will this be the equaliser? Tomas uses. Is that Anthony Maher over there on the far side? Very hard to see the jerseys from here. It is. That's Anthony Maher. He's won another free in Wishy. And again, it's a debatable enough free.
Well, I must say, a very debatable free, because Anthony Maher got the ball. He tried to go around the Dublin man, and the Dublin man put out his hand. Yeah, he was probably pulling that bit. All right, Gary. But the one thing about Dublin, they're very composed in the back line. They're not giving away many frees. It's balanced on a knife edge at the moment now. It's 1-2 to 6 points. 36 minutes gone, and this will be probably the last kick of the first half.
This will be the last kick of the first half. It'll either be a point to level things up, or it'll either be a wide, and Dublin will go in leading by a point at half time. 6 points to Dublin, 1-2 to Kerry. Colm Cooper with the free, 35 yards out from goal, hits it with the left leg, and Colm Cooper hits it wide. Well, equally so like Bernard Brogan, that's a bad miss, and I would think we will have no more action.
Yeah, Colm Cooper will be very disappointed with that, because just under Hill 16, 21 metres out at a bit of an angle, made for a left-legged kicker, and you'd imagine that he'd just curl it in, but he pulled it badly wide on his own side. He'd be very disappointed with that. And Dublin will go in at half-time, 1-2 to Kerry, 6 points to Dublin. It looks that's the way it's going to be.
Cluxton to take this kick out. Joe McQuillan has the whistle in his mouth. He probably will call for the ball at this stage, and that's what he does. The teams head for the tunnel, and it's Dublin with the initiative. They lead by one. Very delicately poised, Rishi, but Kerry have a lot to talk about and to do.
They have a lot more than Dublin. Dublin are going in now, and they'll be very happy with the way they have played. They'll be very happy to be a point up. Kerry will be disappointed, because they have been very disjointed. And I remember we had that wonderful save by Keeley that prevented the Dublin goal. But Kerry are very disjointed, but that's due to the fact that Dublin are pressurising them. And remember, Dublin have come through a harder side of the draw. Kerry haven't met any team like this before, Gary. They haven't met Tyrone, or they haven't met Donegal, and Dublin are really pressurising. They're forcing them into mistakes. But the one thing is now that Donoghue is inside, I'd expect the only way to beat that would be leave more long ball into Donoghue and go for the shot build up. Kerry are playing the very, very slow build up all the time. Dublin are doing the same thing. They're more effective, but I would imagine in the second half that Kerry should leave more long ball in, because they're not playing well at the moment. Kerry, they'll be disappointed with their play. They're a point down at half time. That's the way it goes.
Well, we have a man dressed, I don't know how to describe him. He's dressed in a Batman suit, but he's dressed in blue. That's a hard way to describe it. Anyway, the halftime whistle is gone here. You'll have the analysis from Billy O'Shea and Ambrose O'Donovan in just a few moments. But the halftime score, Dublin 6 points, Kerry 1-2 from Croke Park. Back to the studio.
Weekend Sports on Radio Kerry, your station.
Yeah, well, welcome back to Radio Kerry Sunday Sports. Kerry trailing Dublin by 6 points, 1-2 at half-time in the All-Ireland Final. Joining me now to analyse that first 35 minutes is former Kerry captain, Billy O'Shea. Billy, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Fair to say we're in trouble at this stage.
Big time, Joe, big time trouble. Just speaking to John Hurley here, we were kind of saying about, after the goal that Colm Cooper got, mm-hmm. You know, you would expect that Kerry were going to push on, because they got off to a relatively good enough old start. And then the goal came, and I said, that's perfect. Now we'll push on from here, because as you recall a couple of years ago, Joe, when Kerry got an early start in Dublin, Dublin folded, Kerry mm-hmm. carried on, and we went on to have a pretty successful evening that day. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. We are experiencing a different Dublin team today, a team that's shown character, the willingness not to panic, to say, right, we've conceded the goal at this stage, let's not panic, let's carry on in the same vein of form as we've been training all along. And they've done that very successfully, Joe, I must say. And they're playing with a swagger about them. At the same time, we have to say, like, we have conceded a couple of frees and given away a possession that has led to Dublin getting a few points as well. So, like, while it's great to praise Dublin, we have to kind of acknowledge that we have made some basic errors that have brought Dublin back into the game as well. And as a result, we are trailing at half-time, albeit only by a point, but we could be an awful lot more down, because I think for the last 10 minutes of that first half, Joe, we're under serious pressure. Ambrose is here with me now.
Okay, Ambrose, we've made a lot of silly turnovers, which really a team at this level shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, actually we made the start that we thought, you know, that we shouldn't make. We were talking about our experience and everything else, and we're actually playing like an inexperienced side, as you say, and quite rightly so. We've turned over the ball a couple of times. But you know, we're at this thing again, you know, our passing straight across from the 40, between the two 45s, we're mm-hmm. playing the ball square across. You know, I'd much prefer to try out Carroll. We tried it once with Kieran Donoghue, you know, we put a high ball in, he caught it. Now, we're not going to be doing that all day, but I mean, on occasion, it is an option to you, rather than going across the field with four or five passes, and you're playing into Dublin's barrel, because they're putting up a line across you, and you're playing square across. We put the ball into Donoghue a couple of times, and I think Donaghy has the beating of Carroll in the year.
Yeah, the only thing about that is that they're playing Donaghy at left half forward for 40 or for the first 20, 25 minutes of that first half. It's only in the last few minutes that they put Donaghy in.
Yeah.
And when Galvin came on, then they started to switch things around a bit. But when Kieran O'Leary, he was on Donaghy, he was playing left half forward.
You're quite right. So, well, I mean, you know, we expected that. I think they were trying to get the ball around the middle of the field and win the ball. I mean, and that's not a bad thing either. But I mean, when they did put him in, you know, we put one ball into him. Now, he should have scored the goal. And I hope and pray to God that it won't cost us, because it was a gilt-edged chance. And if we had scored that goal, we would have put Dublin on the back foot. Now, you know, the longer they're... I think we would, because the longer these fellows are going to stay in the game, they're going to make it harder and harder for you. We have to take goal chances. You know, goals wins matches. That was a goal chance. Now, I know, you know, Dublin would say, Dublin missed one as well, which was a great save. But, I mean, I'm not worried about what Dublin miss. You'll hear about Kelechana in All-Ireland. When you get that chance, you have to, you know, bolt in it. I hope it doesn't come back to haunt us, because it was a gilt-edged chance. And you put, the more you can, if you can score goals against these, you know, you'll put them on the back foot. The longer they'll stay in it with you, the more confidence they'll grow. Look, they ask themselves questions coming here today. They're playing Kerry, these are an experienced side. And the more questions you ask Dublin, the better for yourself. You know, and when the fact, by fact, you're not scoring these things, they're staying in it with you. And you could actually see them going in at half time. There was a pep in the step.
Yeah.
You know, and the more these fellows stay, the bigger they'll grow in confidence. Yeah, but I mean, look, there's a long way to go. There's a lot of football to be played. I don't know about bringing on Galvin when they did.
What is Kieran O'Leary doing now?
Well, I mean, you know, I thought he's an impact sub. He didn't, you know, I know he did a great score, but this is very early in the game to bring on an impact sub.
3 points.
It's unlike Kerry. It's almost like someone pressed the panic button a bit early, isn't it?
I felt the same thing. You know, I thought it was very early. An impact sub for me with 10 minutes gone in the second half. Then you'll bring him on, you'll rise the crowd and everything else. Now who's going to be your impact sub?
Indeed. Billy, outside of our turnovers, aren't we playing into Dublin's hands by actually carrying the ball? We're giving them time to get the defence organised rather than hitting them. When you've got someone like Owen Broston can carry it from the forward line up to the midfield, give it to Darren O'Sullivan, who's got an array of forwards who've got decent pace waiting for him.
Yeah, we probably are carrying in the two of them, all right. But having said that, I mean, Darren Sullivan took off an amazing run and set up Gucci's goal, which was a fantastic run.
It was.
You know, and he did draw the defenders towards him. They'd offer a very simple pass to the Gucci, and no better man in that position to clear, you know, to... cool as a cucumber, nice finish, no panic at all, typical of the Gooch. We are probably playing into their hands a small bit, but at the same time, Joe, there's not an awful lot of movement in the full forward line. Declan Sullivan was in there in the first half. In fairness, he was trying to get away from Carroll. He couldn't get away from him, and in the end he was just, you know, walking around. Well, not walking around, that's a bit harsh, but at the same time he wasn't presenting himself in such a way that fellas outside the field could pick him out. And there isn't a huge amount of movement on the inside, and that's why lads are carrying the ball, Joe. And it's fairly evident from up here, from our vantage point, that you can see that the movement inside isn't as fluid as it would normally expect from this team. And that's something I think that Jack is going to be pressing home at half time, that he needs a bit more movement in the first half, because I think we're breaking even in midfield. I don't think we're not being beaten.
Oh, not at all. No. I mean, you would have to say that Mahal is doing okay. Owen Broston playing very well in the halfback line. But I think this game was going to suit Owen Broston. And thanks be to God, you know, these injuries cleared up. And he looks to be fit enough. He went on two big runs there, and he seemed to know a problem. He took a big hit. Now, he was slow getting up, I felt. You know, when the counter tactics. But you have to say, it's a game to suit him. No, you're doing all right on the middle. And you're quite rightly so pointed out. Now, our movement inside is poor. You would have to say, like, you know, we blame for us about, you know, taking 3, 4, 5 passes from between the 2 45s across. But you must have the movement inside. It's a two-way street. The boys inside have to move so that the boys outside in possession can actually hit you with the ball. And that's, and you, Billy said it there, and he's right. It's not happening. You know, there's no run. I just, you know, it was one of the balls that came in. Darren came out. He's about 20 yards out. And he actually never turned left. Right? He just ambled in front of him. I mean, he should be cutting. Because the one thing I think we can trouble with is Darren's pace. And I was amazed that Mickey Whelan and Pat Gilroy, you know, they've put a fella on Darren. Darren has the legs on his man if he can get the ball on the run. And he's proved that, you know. But he needs to isolate him, you know, to pull him out in the wing and give himself a run at this fella. And I think he can hurt this fella. But I mean, you know, what would bother me is, you know, we've left him into the game. We must take gilt-edged chances at this level. I'm not worried about what Dublin missed. Gooch kicked the ball wide as well. Yeah, now, I know you said that equaled out with Brogan Street. But that's rubbish, you know. At this level, I'm not worried about what Dublin missed. It's what we miss. And right now, I think, you know, I think maybe Kieran maybe should have got the goal. Maybe he's been lucky. He done everything right. I know it was a good save from Cluxton. And Gooch's point, you know, and that's 4 points. And in a game like this, those 4 points could be vital for the end of this game.
Yeah, the side of it too, Joe, when you look at the scoreline, we scored 1-2 from play. That's 3 scores in the first half. You know, that's a poor return, let's face it. I mean,
it's a terrible return at this level.
You know, I mean, we're talking about the fluidity of our forward line and how much balance we've got up there, and we're singing this praises of our forwards, and they're very good, don't get me wrong. But at this level, 1-2 in an All-Ireland final, you know, we'll have to be questioned and see what kind of return that is. And a lot of people will be disappointed with that return, no doubt.
Okay, lads, you've told us what went wrong in the first 35 minutes. How do we rectify it?
I don't know.
The man.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Yeah, I wasn't winding up there, Joe. Thanks. I think we're going to have to go back and just to look at a few things. Okay, we're doing okay. I think I'm very happy with the defence. I think our defence has been quite solid. Of course, we're going to expect some bit of attrition from Dublin in the forward line. Mm-hmm. They have good forwards, but at the same time, I think our backs, despite all the criticism of the old age and the legs and all that, they've done very well. They haven't been beaten inside our man. So from that point of view, I'm happy with the defence. I'm happy enough with midfield. I think that they've done themselves pretty well in the first half. The forwards, I'd be saying, if Jack was inside there, he'll be saying to the forwards, let's be a bit more creative, let's get a bit more movement on the full forward line, let's hit Donaghy a few times. We only hit him once and he won that possession inside there. Let's try and hit him a bit more and see how they can do it back there in the full back line for Dublin, because we haven't really tested them. And I think that that's what Jack would be saying to them. He'd be happy enough with the 1-8 or 1-9. I think from up there he'll try and get a bit more action up front and try and get a bit more from Darren Sullivan on the ball, because when he runs at their defence, you know, he has the beating of them.
Ambrose?
Yeah, I'd be for going a little bit tighter on Alan Brogan. He's getting a little bit more room than I would like to see him, because Brogan is actually finishing his kick 3 points today. You know, we've got to get tighter on him in the defence. Norwich defence are playing all right, but, you know, at times, and there's only at times, but they're opening up a little bit too easy. And, you know, Dublin will create a goal chance in this game, so it's vitally important. I think Jack will be stressing to the defence, you know, to hold the line. They've gone through the middle a couple of times a little bit easier. And as I say, I think Killian will have to get a lot tighter on Alan Brogan. The other thing as well now, and I would go back to, you know, we said this thing before, I would now go to second half, involve a two-man full forward line. I would put Gooch and Donaghy inside in the square, and I would put the ball into them. Not some of the time, not most of the time. Every time we get the ball, particularly in the first 10 or 15 in the second half, and I'd pump ball into the two wides. Because I still have a doubt that all, I'm telling you about Rory O'Carroll, this great fullback. I still have a doubt on him, and I think if we isolate him with Donaghy one and one, and indeed if we isolate Gooch with Keane O'Sullivan, I think these boys, that is something there for Kerry. But that's the way I would do it, you know. I would like to see Kerry adopting a two-man full forward line and going for glory.
Okay, call it very quickly as the Dublin team comes out. Ambrose, Billy, what way is it going to end up?
You know something, I wouldn't back against the draw here.
Billy?
I'm worried, to be honest. I think if the game keeps going down the same road that it has started, I think Dublin could win this. I hope I'm wrong, but it looks like Dublin for me at the moment.
Okay, let's return to Croke Park now for the decisive second half of Kerry versus Dublin in the All-Ireland Senior Football Final. Your commentary team once again, Wishy Fogarty and Gary O'Sullivan.
Kerry versus Dublin in the All-Ireland Football Final. Brought to you by South West Benz, serving Kerry and Limerick.
Thanks very much, Joe. Welcome back to Croke Park here. We're awaiting the Kerry team out on the pin. We have the Dublin team out at the moment. I don't think there's any change on the Dublin team. I wouldn't predict a change anyway so far. A lot of things to discuss amongst the media here at halftime. A lot of, I suppose, everybody giving their own view that Kerry will have to bring Colm Cooper much into it. They'll have to get a defining position for Kieran Donaghy. He's wing forward, certainly didn't seem to work for Kieran Donaghy. Possibly put him into the edge of the square. Was it too early to bring in Paul Galvin? There's an awful lot of discussions amongst the media here, and I don't know, Ishii, but the main points of the matter anyway is that, I suppose, Kerry against Mayo, you know, they were a little bit sluggish in the first half, but they upped it in the first 2 minutes of the second half, so we'd still give him a chance.
Yeah, of course you'll give him a chance, Gary, but the one thing about it is that Kerry haven't met this intensity since the Munster final. And the game against Mayo and the game against Limerick that was played in Croke Park here, they were only like behind the door matches above Fitzgerald Stadium. Now Dublin have won their last two games against Donegal and against Tyrone with 14 men in the second half, and they have been there with that intensity. And I must say that is the first time I saw Kerry looking that little bit older now. Yeah. That little bit older. And Dublin now have it there for them. They'll see the finishing line, but the Kerry guile and the Kerry football, and I would imagine that Danny Hill go back in full forward after the throw-in, or if he's not,
he's
in
gone
there,
in already.
He's gone in there, and there'll be more high ball going in. But the intensity of the game is making Kerry turn over a lot of ball.
Second half is underway. In the goal to the middle of the field, thrown in by Joe McQuillan, and is gathered here by Dennis Bastic. It's a 1 point lead for Dublin, 6 points to 1-2. As I say, we're off and running for the second half, and the first run by Alan Brogan taking on Killian Young, trying to get inside the Renard man, does for the moment. Alan Brogan with a left footed effort, this looks good, but it's not, got left and wide. Good defending by Killian Young
there, but nice work by Brogan there. That's Alan Brogan, he's very very dangerous. Got the ball in front of Hill 16, turned around, pretended to go right, came back in his left leg and was trying to get into Killian Young, a little hold him, and went for the point with the left leg, and just with Killian Young giving that little tiny push to put him off at the very very end, and a wide for Dublin.
Brendan Keeley with the kick out to the middle of the field. Well, it's more left to the left of the field. Staying down was Tomás O'Shea. Gets the break from Anthony Maher. Working in here now to Anthony Maher again. He's still in the right corner back position. He's gone even further back. And Mark O'Shea uses Brendan Keeley. Aidan O'Mahony gets it in the full back line. Kerry defending Hill 16 in the second half. Here now is Aidan O'Mahony back to Killian Young and across the face of the goal again to Mark O'Shea. Calling for it is Owen Brosnan. Owen Brosnan yet to reach the midfield mark. Owen Brosnan, low hand pass to Donica Walsh. High challenge by Brian Cullen. Play on, says the referee. Tomás O'Shea down here in front of us. Very cagey build-up. First high ball for Donaghy. Up goes Donaghy, broken down into the hands of Kevin Nolan. He went high, but there wasn't a sign of a Kerry player around
there
him.
There was not, and that's what we were saying in the second half. I expected to see a lot of high ball going into Donaghy. But if there is, there'll have to be support play, because if that ball is going to be broken down, like the National League match here in February, there was loads of ball broken down and no Kerry men to pick it up. That was back in February. Now they'd want to be there to pick it up if the ball is going to break and if they're going to be playing the long ball into Donaghy.
Michael Fitzsimons took the free to Paul Flynn. Back to Michael Fitzsimons again, coming into the midfield area, playing Barry Cahill. Barry is from St. Bridget's. Well robbed by Donica Walsh, and he gets a toe poke to it. Good defensive work by the Cremorne man. And Declan O'Sullivan has the ball in front of the Cusick stand. Declan O'Sullivan selling dummies, left, right, and centre, holding possession and using the man outside him is Anthony Maher. Lovely ball to Cullum Cooper. That's much better. Into Brian Sheehan, but Brian had it in his hand, and he left it completely after him. And I'd hate to be Cullum Cooper to know what he said to Brian Sheehan, but I suppose the elements took its toll on Sheehan that time. Here's James McCarthy trying to come out, being hassled and being harassed by Declan O'Sullivan all the time. Foot pass to Alan Brogan. Alan Brogan very, very much deep into defence. To Brian Cullen. Brian Cullen, again, he's left the ball after him. Conditions are playing their toll.
Yeah, Kerry, it's a ferocious game. The fitness is going to tell at the end of it, because there's fierce tackling, there's fierce competitiveness in this game.
Brian Cullen uses again outside to Brogan. Brogan inside to Michael Darragh. McCauley gone through. Dangerous here. McCauley pulled. That's going to be a free in, and that will most definitely be a yellow card for Brian Sheehan.
Yeah, that'll be yellow card, all right, because McCauley went right through. The midfielder was right up there. He burst through the Kerry defence, as the fella said, like a knife through butter, and he was just going to punch the ball over the bar, maybe go for a point, when he was pulled down from behind by Brian Sheehan. That's a yellow card for Brian Sheehan. Maybe he was thinking of going for a goal, Gary, but this is good. This is going to be an easy tip over free here for Dublin, and Dublin now very composed. Dublin making less mistakes, yes, than Kerry. There is no doubt. That's the big thing about it, less mistakes than Kerry.
Do you know, maybe in one way why we don't condone bad play, maybe that was a wise thing for Brian Sheehan to do, to pull him down.
Well, it was, Gary, because he might have been through for a goal. But Dublin now very composed all the time, and since the game began they're looking that little bit better. However, with the likes of Cullum Cooper in there and Kieran Donnelly, you can't rule out anything.
14 yard free, successfully tipped over the bar by Bernard Brogan. It's his third from free, one from play. First blood into the second half to Dublin, and they lead again by 7 points to 1-2.
Yes, indeed, Bernard Brogan, deadly accurate with that free. Of course, why wouldn't he be right in front of the goal? We'll watch the kick out for Brendan Keeley there now. It's 7 points to Dublin, 1-2 to Kerry.
Kick out to the middle of the field. Brian Sheehan will go high. Judging it, Paul Galvin trying to go on. And Paul Galvin, again, surrounded by blue jerseys. They're hunting in packs and in groups of Dublin. And James McCarthy breaking the tackle again. Playing it into his fellow wing-back, Kevin Nolan. In space is Brian Cullen. Brian Cullen out to his left is Dennis Bastic, all on his own. After him is Paul Galvin, ships the tackle, plays it inside again to Brogan. This is Bernard rounding his man, Bastic with the kick, and Bastic with the point, and Dublin have gone into a 3-point lead.
And that's the second midfielder now to go through. Remember, just before that, Darren McCauley, he was the other midfielder, went through for the be fouled for the point, and Bastic went through there for that point. Burst right through. Kerry might be tiring that little bit now, and Dublin leading now 8 points to 1-2.
Mark O'Shea to Killian Young. Kerry have gone 40 minutes with only 1 point from play, and that was the first one from Declan O'Sullivan. Brian Sheehan back to Paul Galvin, into Tomás O'Shea. Kerry know they are in a fight here. They're in slight trouble. Here's Kieran Donaghy getting it ahead of Rory O'Carroll. Donaghy is Darren Sullivan outside him. Will the experience pay off now? Darren Sullivan back again to Donaghy, looking for it is Declan. Plays it outside here, he's on the 45, back to Tomás. But Dublin are hunting man to man, back to Declan. for the point. Declan with the kick, but Declan with the wide.
Yeah, that was a very bad wide by Declan. He'd be very disappointed with that. Just at the last minute when he kicked the ball, he was being tackled. He was right in front of the post there. And Kieran Donnelly was also involved in that there. But Declan playing a subdued game today, Gary, not playing as well as you'd expect him. No bit of that driving in into him. He can't get around his men. He can't go for the goal. He'd be very disappointed with that ball. It's 8 points to 1-2 and Dublin leading the kingdom.
Yes, indeed, and Stephen Cluxton to take the kick out. 40 minutes gone. Jack O'Connor has a lot of headaches, and I don't mean that in his own body. He's headaches all over the field. The kick out to the middle of the field, and it's ridden well, won over there by Dunica Walsh from Aidan O'Mahony into Brian Sheehan. Kerry need to score next, at least anyway, to cut the deficit to two. Brian Sheehan using Darren O'Sullivan. Will he use his pace? He's taking on Dennis Bastic. That's a good run by O'Sullivan. Surely was pushed. Referee says no. Brian Sheehan trying to go down on the ball. Eventually a free in, but I thought Darren O'Sullivan was fouled.
Yeah, he's given the free for the second foul, whereas I thought he should have given the free for the first foul. And Kieran Donnelly, Kieran, keep your hands down, my friend. You can't do that. You can't elbow. Keep your hands down. Don't be getting involved with that. But for the first free, I thought myself that Darren O'Sullivan was tripped from behind there, but eventually the ball broke away and it was Brian Sheehan was got the foul, Gary, but I didn't think he was being fouled.
I didn't either.
But anyway, the ref gives the
I
free
it was
in
the
there.
Foul to Darren before it was the Brian Sheehan, but anyway.
Anyway, we'll say we'll be happy enough with it, and Brian Sheehan has this free, and you'd expect him a bit of an angle, all right, but you'd expect a man of his calibre to pop the ball over the bar there.
There's a man warming up down here who I wouldn't mind to see him coming in, and that's Tommy Griffin. It's a physical challenge today. He might be the man to spring. Brian Sheehan to take this free. Kerry need a score. Kerry have got a score. Badly wanted. It's Brian Sheehan's first score of the afternoon. It's 8 points to Dublin, 1-3 to Kerry.
Yes, and Brian Sheehan, no mistake at all about it whatsoever. Lovely pint over the bar by him.
Anthony Maher, quick kick out from Cluxton. Didn't work this time. Back to Tomás O'Shea. The gander is up now by the kingdom. Tomás drives it high for Kieran Donaghy. Up goes Starr, grabs it. Shot punched it over the bar. Nicely worked by Kieran Donaghy. That's the best we've seen of him today, Weezy.
Yes, indeed. Big high ball into Kieran Donaghy. He's after hit. Kieran wants to slow down a bit. He's after hitting his man with a bit of a shoulder off the ball in front of the referee. The big high ball went in. He shrugged off his man. The goalkeeper came out and Kieran Donaghy punched the ball over the bar. Maybe a goal was on, but he was a bit of an angle, a good bit of an angle, and a lovely point by Donaghy. It's 148 points. Dublin that point ahead.
1 point in it. Stephen Cluxton with the kick out. Aidan O'Mahony go high. So will Bastic. Dropping in there is Declan O'Sullivan. Winning it well for the Kerry team. And getting a free off Brian Cullen. Quickly taken to Owen Brosnan. High challenge. Brian Sheehan back again to Owen Brosnan. Much better from Kerry. Declan in front of him. Declan. Oh! Oh, that's a high one from Gerard Brennan. Now, in fairness to Brennan, he was in a moment of action, Weezy, but that was a seriously high tackle.
I tell you now,
Sullivan.
That reminds me of the tackle that Mickey Ned O'Sullivan got in 1965.
Oh, that's a bad one.
And it was Gerard Brennan, the centre back, who connected with him. And Declan O'Sullivan has gone down. He's down injured. It wasn't deliberate, Gary. No, I must say
it was
that
his
now.
Action.
It will be yellow card, I'd imagine. It wasn't deliberate.
It
was dangerous, but not deliberate. He gets the yellow card. Declan O'Sullivan's gone down injured. It reminds you of the tackle that Mickey Ned got in 75 when he was going through right in that very same spot.
Blood sub, Weezy. They're calling it blood sub.
Yeah.
I tell you, he's a fair man to get up out of this, and he's got up. I tell you, they make them tough and hard and Drummond. And who better to get up off the ground with Declan O'Sullivan? He took one serious wallop there.
He did indeed, yeah, but he's okay, yeah. Kieran O'Leary's gone on there to substitute as a blood sub, but I don't think he's going to be needed. Kieran goes over to Paul Gallivan. He asks him, is he all right? And he has
Joe
to go
McQuillan
off.
Joe is putting him off.
He has to go off. If blood appears at all, he'll have to go off.
There's blood in the mouth of him, or the lip.
He'll have to get that cleared up, yeah.
Right, who's going to come in? Anyway, it's a free for Colm Cooper, and this now, fingers crossed, should level the game. Colm Cooper is about, 25, 30 yards out from goal. It's a blood sub. Kieran O'Leary's back in. Declan has gone to get some attendance. Harry O'Neill will try and work a miracle. Colm Cooper, speaking of miracles, has tipped one over the bar. We're level again in Croke Park. 1-5 to the kingdom, 8 points to Dublin.
We're level again, and Kerry, this is a good patch by Kerry now. They're after winning the last three or four kickouts. They're winning the breaking ball around the middle of the field now, which is making a huge difference.
Again we look, oh, that was a seriously high challenge. The more I look at it in a replay here on TV, the worse it looks. Cluxton has been pinned by Donaghy has him. Cluxton's in trouble. Back to Tunica Walsh outside to Tomás O'Shea. It was so comical that time. Tomás going for blood high, but no, that score wasn't on. Tomás, and Gooch tears strips out of Tomás O'Shea.
Well, they're saying the basketball parlance, that's full court press by Kerry. When Cluxton got the ball, Kieran Donaghy now challenged him right on the line. He wouldn't let him get out. The ball went out to Tomás O'Shea and he kicked the ball badly wide, and the Declan O'Sullivan's coming back on. Kieran O'Leary, the blood sub, is going back off again, but now it's level pegging. Who said that this might be a draw? A lot of people were betting on a draw. Well, we'll see, because the way it's going at the moment, this is a good spell for
this
Kerry
good
now
spell.
A good
very
spell.
Good spell. Substitution coming on, coming off first of all is James McCarthy for Dublin. Coming in is number 21 Philip McMahon from Ballymum Kickens. We've been asked to say hello to Wayne O'Connor. I've been told he's an out-and-out Kerry supporter. He's listening to us in Melbourne with his girlfriend, Lynn Hamilton. She is a Dublin supporter. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Wayne. And I know Wells' mom and his aunts very well. And that comes in as well. Say hello to my sisters, Annette in Auckland and Teresa in Washington. All tuned in from Bernie O'Connor. They are the O'Connors of Ormoon and Carstairine. Let's get back to the action. 1-5 to Kerry. 8 points to Dublin. Dublin making a substitution. Ball in the middle of the field, gathered by Barry Cahill, surrounded by Paul Galvin and Darren Sullivan. Free to Dublin. It's going to be quickly taken.
Yeah, but Dublin won that the breaking ball. The ball around the middle of the field is vital at the moment. Whoever wins the breaking ball, it seems to be, we're going to decide the game.
Cullen looking inside for Brogan. This is Allen. Plays it outside again. That's the substitute, number 21, Philip McMahon. Low ball inside. Good work by Tom Sullivan. Very well. Showed his experience there to the Rathmore man. Wins a good free out.
Oh, well done by Tomás Sullivan there.
Look
won
who's
a great
back
body.
In the back, Sweetie. Is Colm Cooper. Colm Cooper low to Darren. Cooper knows there's a little bit of trouble. He's playing in the backs now. Paul Galvin. We've seen very little of him since he came in. Darren O'Sullivan gone inside him. It's Dunica Walsh. And why didn't you give it to him, Darren? Paul Galvin now picks him out. Here's Dunica Walsh. Dunica Walsh, oh, poor kick. Declan do well to get something out of this. That was an aimless kick from Dunica Walsh.
Yeah, that was a poor kick by Dunica Walsh. A good move by Kerry after Tom Sullivan intercepted below. Dunica Walsh kicked it across the face of the goal, but kicked it straight into Dublin man. Away come Dublin again. It's a fascinating game. Not a great game, but fascinating.
Still cat and mouse. Michael Dara McCauley. Anthony Maher sticking tight to him, penalising him, fouling him. 3-1 in the middle of the field. He'll leave it to Barry Cahill. 47
and
minutes.
Paul Galvin playing an extra defender now behind for Kerry. Gary, you can see him away behind Paul Galvin playing defensive role.
And here's Paul Flynn. Ooh. High for Brogan, dangerous. Brogan has it. Brogan with the left footed kick. Cross the face of the goal and inches wide from Bernard Brogan.
Oh, Bernard Brogan, what was he trying to do there? Caught a great ball, the ball went in, he turned around, came back in his left leg. What was he trying to do though? Because he turned around, beat his man well, kicked the ball across the face of the goal. I think he was trying to go for a point, but it was a very poor kick indeed by him, and it gave Keely no trouble at all. But well, another wide by Dublin.
Kerry about to bring in Barry John Keane. I remember him being a hero on the Munster final replay last year. Was it the drawn game? Barry John Keane is about to come in. Paul Galvin, again, we haven't seen very, very little from the Finnoog man for what he's capable of, his high standard. Here's Paul, takes an extra solo. Did he need it? Well, he plays it back to Aidan O'Mahony. Kerry going backwards at the moment. Aidan O'Mahony inside to the middle to Anthony Maher, to Tomás O'Shea. 8 points apiece, 1-5 to Kerry, 8 points to Dublin. Killian Young, there's a man down injured on the far side. It's a Kerry man, I'm not quite sure who it is at the moment. Tomás O'Shea, but this is serious tackling by Dublin, we see.
You see, Gary, what I'm saying all the time is they're bringing extra men back, and the tackling is ferocious. They won't leave Kerry get inside the 45 metre line, but here they come.
Anthony
now
Anthony Maher drives it high inside for Kieran Donaghy. Gooch stays it down, broken inside, but again four Dublin players. Dunica Walsh, oh, the referee's whistle has gone. He's penalised Kieran Donaghy for a free out. The man down injured was Owen Brosnan, and he's okay again.
Yeah, Kieran Donaghy, all right, went for that ball there, might have given his man a little push, but the referee was right on the spot there, and Dunica Walsh was through, just kicked the ball over the bar. But it's away come Dublin again,
and away comes Gerard Brennan, that man who had that very high challenge on Declan O'Sullivan. Again, I say it wasn't malicious, he didn't mean it, but he's still looking to be on the pitch, a very high challenge on him. Now there's a Dublin man floor to the ground over there on the far side. Free out, good covering by Aidan O'Mahony and by Owen Brosnan, and the Dublin man was Barry Cahill. Yeah. Away come the Kingdom.
The defence by Kerry at the moment is absolutely superb.
Kerry have upped it big time. Whatever Jack O'Connor has said at half time, he's walked the oracle, but we're still level. Brian Sheehan trying to get away from his man. Still Brian Sheehan. Still trying to get away from his man. Setting the dummy. Still Brian Sheehan. Has got away from the man and has put it over the bar. What a brilliant, brilliant kick by the man from St. Mary's.
Oh, that was class. That was style. That was absolutely superb for the man from St. Mary's, Castlevine. Maurice Fitzgerald, the man from Castlevine, would be proud of that. Sort of dummy with his right leg. Came back, sort of another one with his left. And with his left leg, floated the ball over the bar. Maurice Fitzgerald would be delighted with that. He's next door neighbour down there. It's 1-16. to 8 points. The Kerry, the Kingdom, looking for their 37th title, are gone a point ahead.
Gone, we see two substitutions to talk about. Kevin McMahon is in, he's a dangerous wing forward. He's in for Paul Flynn, and Barry John Keane is coming in for Dunica Walsh.
Yes, indeed, Dunica has worked very, very hard. Has done an awful lot of running, picked up a lot of breaks. This is a big sub. Will it be too much for the young Kerns O'Rahilly's men? It's a big trial for him, Gary, but on his day, he can be a lovely little footballer. And Dunica Welsh did great work. Dunica comes off.
Kerry lead by one. 15 minutes gone. 1-6 to 8 points. High ball out to the middle. They never picked up Michael Dara McCauley. Gets away from Brian Sheehan. Hand pass fouled. Lucky that Joe McQuillan whistle for that one, because there was a Dublin man gone through. First touch of the ball from Kevin McMenamin. He's got the style of Desi Farrell. He reminds me so much like Desi Farrell. Don't think he's related to him. Michael Darren McCauley drives it high. Kerry defence under pressure. Looking for it there is Kevin Nolan. Kevin Nolan hasn't it. Owen Brosnan coming out of defence. Owen Brosnan with a loose pass from him. A present for Alan Brogan. He picks out danger here. Barry Cahill all in his own McMenamin. Barry Cahill spots him. Chance must be a goal. How did that stay out, Weishi Fogarty?
Penalty.
Touch on the ground, penalty to Dublin.
No, free in. Touch on the ground, free in.
Well, now, if Barry Cahill just looked up for one moment, there was not an absolute soul of a man.
But he couldn't see it, Gary. You could see it from high up in the stand, but he was so low down. Passed the ball across, and Dublin was just going to shoot. And absolutely great tackle by the Kerry defence there. And the ball was touching the ground. The referee is going to give a free in.
Owen Brosnan put his body in the line very much there. He did very well.
Even though it was hard to see what the free was for.
Yeah, anyway. It's a 14-yard free, and it's over the bar again from Bernard Brogan, and we're level again in Croke Park. 9 points to Dublin, 1-6 to Kerry.
Yeah, when Dublin break away, when they do get... Kerry are having most of the possession now. Since the second half have begun, Kerry have had 60-40% of the possession. The kick-outs now are absolutely vital.
Absolutely is right. Not a place.
That's a great kick out by Keeley.
Good kick out over
great
the far side to Brian Sheehan.
And great running by Sheehan to take it, Gary.
Sheehan, you know, Sheehan is getting better. He's coming more into the game,
yeah.
Is he?
He is.
Great
yeah.
Pass. Barry John Keane. First touch from the Rahilly's youngster. Darren Sullivan. High ball for Donny. He must grab it. He hasn't. Colin Cooper trying to get inside Keane O'Sullivan. It's a 45. Well won by Colin Cooper.
And I can tell you that the Dublin defence. The Dublin defence was trying to let the ball go. The defender, Colin Cooper, got his leg in. He kicked the ball off the defender and the ball went out over the line for a 45. That was good play by Cooper there, because he turned around, kicked it off the defender, off of Keane O'Sullivan, the man with the Kerry parents. His mother and father come from Kerry. Keane O'Sullivan, he's a Kilmacud Croke man, and won a 45. And now Brian Sheehan, the man from St. Mary's Castlevine, who has kicked many the 45, like Maurice Fitzgerald, over the bar from down there. Gary, is he capable of doing it? I think he is.
Well, he's well capable of doing it now. Whether he's got the ability this time, he's well capable. It's well within his compass. Brian Sheehan, 53 minutes gone. Sides deadlocked in Croke Park in the All-Ireland Senior Football Final of 2011. Wherever you're listening to us, do not leave your radio. Here comes Brian Sheehan with the 45. It's long, it's high, it's sailing between the posts, and Brian Sheehan puts Kerry back in front.
Back in front, and remember that Brian Sheehan equalised him there just while ago, that, and Brian Sheehan won that kick out while ago from Keeley, and he put that ball over the bar. Sheehan playing exceptionally well at the moment, Gary.
Quick kick out by Cluxton, advantage given to Dublin. Dublin defender coming out, the man is 21, Philip McMahon. Now, the heat has been put on Michael Fitzsimons. Here's McMahon getting it again. Colin Cooper doing his work for the backs. High tackle on Dennis Bastic. Play on, says McQuillan. Trying to let the ball, the game flow, is Joe McQuillan, in fairness to him. Pulled to the ground was Paul Galvin. The referee says play on. This is Kevin McMenamin. Is it over the far side? Well, it's good work by Declan O'Sullivan. And Darren has it back again. Kerry lead by a point. Still cat and mouse here. Darren Sullivan into Paul Galvin. Paul Galvin looking up. Paul Galvin to Barry John Keane. Two green and gold jerseys to his left. One of them is Tomás O'Shea. This is the other one, Anthony Maher. Anthony, you're playing the wrong direction. He's gone back to Aidan O'Mahony. Colm Cooper pleading for it. Now he gets it. Colm is going very deep, Weishi.
He is, yeah. He's coming out now, playing deep and trying to set up attacks, Gary.
Oh, Barry John, good work by Darren Sullivan. Colm Cooper on the bus, pulled to the ground. He couldn't give it to the Gooch, but that's a well-won free by Darren Sullivan.
Yeah, and Darren O'Sullivan, any time he's on the ball, he's causing more trouble to the Dublin defence, because what he's doing is he's getting the ball, running in at the heart of them, and they're afraid of his speed, and every time he gets the ball he has two or three around him and he was pulled down there. This will be an easy tip over free for Brian Sheehan, you know, but a great work by Dan O'Sullivan, nice move by Kerry. Cullum Cooper now playing out around the middle of the field, the Kerry crowd now beginning to up with the chant, Kerry, Kerry, Kerry.
That's a yellow card, Richie. That's another card to Michael Fitzsimons.
Kerry playing in their 63rd All-Ireland Senior Football Final.
That's the third Dublin defender to be booked. Rory Carroll, Michael Fitzsimons and Ger Brennan. That's dangerous of him. Brian Sheehan in front of the post, 35 yards out. It should be a 2-point lead for Kerry, but what always should be sometimes isn't. But this is Brian Sheehan again, unerring from all the chances. That's his 1-2-3 fourth point. We see
and
there.
Kerry having a great spell now, and they're bringing 12 and 13 men behind the ball, the full court press, the basketball press. That's what they're doing now with Dublin at the moment.
Oh, kick and out to Kieran Sullivan, he's dropped it. Oh, referee, what's that for?
Yeah, there was a sub coming on, Gary. Yeah, sub coming on.
Yeah, number 20 is coming in.
Yeah, fresh legs now, they're bringing in the fresh legs.
Here's
Dublin.
O'Gara's in for Barry Cahill. I believe he became a dad for the first time 2 days ago. Our sound engineer John Heffernan taught me that. He's well in with all the babies born in Dublin. He told me that on the way up. Good man, John. Thanks for that info.
Kerry leading 1-8 to 9 points.
1-8 to 9 points is right. Stephen Cluxton with the kick out. Up goes Brian Sheehan, breaks it down, and Paul Galvin collides with Tomás O'Shea. But they both, one of them has it. It's Tomás that has it. Tomás being pulled to the ground. McQuillan watching things, not giving a free. It's released to Barry John. Barry John releases it to Michael Dana McCauley. The hit goes in. It's a foul on Darren Sullivan. Another free in.
Yeah, because there was a late tackle went in there, Gary. There was a late boot went in. Kerry are really flying now. They're holding the ball. They're not giving it away as much as they did. They're winning a lot of the breaking ball around the middle of the field. They might have been lucky enough to get the ball there because the Dublin men went in to try to punch the ball away. They're going to get the free in. Brian Sheehan will probably put this over. But Kerry now, what they're doing is, and it's amazing, Dublin can't take the full court press, the full field press, because every time they get the ball, there's two or three Kerry men around them. Yeah. And it's after turning the game completely around.
It has
around.
Completely turned. I agree with you totally. And another man, Weishi, I'm very much impressed with from pace, balls and freeze. Brian Sheehan has had a very good second half.
Oh, he's after playing outstandingly well because he's big so time. Solid. He's playing a great game.
He's up the tempo big time. He's pulling up the gloves for this one. This free is 50 yards out, folks. For those that are not in Croke Park, it's 50 out. It's dead straight in front of the post. 57 minutes and 47 seconds gone. 1-8 to Kerry. 9 points to Dublin. We're still a good bit away from Kerry claiming their 37th All-Ireland title, but they have weathered the storm. Let's be confident about that. Speaking of storms, I can see blue skies above me. Brian Sheehan, hands and the hips. An important kick if there ever was one. Here comes Brian. He connects. He drives it long, he drives it high, and it's held over the crossbar brilliantly, Weishi, by Stephen Cluxton.
Yeah, that was a great kick by Brian Sheehan. It was nearly gone over the bar, Gary. It might have been gone over the bar, and Cluxton now, watch the press again, watch the marking by Kerry. They won, left Dublin, walked the ball up the field. That might be a getaway for Dublin here now.
Dermot Connolly, the man that absolutely beat Tyrone on his own. So far, he's got no score in this final. That might come back to haunt me, what I just said. Kevin McMenamin working the ball inside. McMenamin with the left, again into the hands of Brendan Keeley. There's ragged shooting from Dublin now.
Yeah, because they've been pressed so hard. McMenamin, he's the man that everyone expected would be on the Dublin team, but away come Kerry again.
Here goes the younger of the O'Shea brothers. This is Mark, breaks the tackle from Kevin Nolan. Mark uses Barry John, back to Mark, back to Paul. That's Galvin, Paul to Declan. There's only one Declan on the team. That's Declan O'Sullivan. Paul Galvin again. They're keeping ball now. Killian Young looks up. Outside him, he'll use on Brosnan. Brosnan again. Brosnan plays it back to Paul Galvin. Barry John Keane looking for it, demanding it and getting it, and giving it back again to Paul Galvin. Oh, Paul Galvin. Well, Darren Sullivan was on the run. He said he was pulled back, but that pass went hopelessly astray, was she?
Oh, went hopelessly astray.
But Darren Sullivan does well to get it back. Oh, that's a high challenge. And he's on a yellow, Michael Fitzsimons, Weishi. That has to be a second yellow. That has to be a red card.
Yeah, the ref is going for his book here,
he
Gary.
Has to go.
The ref is going. That was a very high tackle. There's no doubt at all about it. That was a rugby tackle. And the referee going for the book there. We're going to see what he's going to do because that was a very dangerous high tackle there. And fair play to Dan O'Sullivan, has a tremendous game.
Absolutely.
He won back that ball there when it needn't be won at all. A great tackle by him.
Now, if right is right, when Michael Fitzsimons gets up, Joe McQuillan should meet him on the way up with a yellow card. And that should be followed by a red. We'll see when he give him the yellow.
Kerry are completely dominating the second half of this game now. They're winning all the breaks around the middle of the field, and they're holding the ball, and their experience and their football knowledge, they're making a huge difference.
What might save McQuillan's bacon is that he's staying down to be treated with injury. But we'll still wait and see. Now he's up. McQuillan says, yes, he's calling him. If this is the second yellow, Isha, he's gone.
Yes,
he's already booked.
Well, it is the second yellow, Gary. He wouldn't be booking him otherwise, yeah.
Has to be. Yeah. Second yellow, followed by a red, surely. Yeah. Dublin are down to 14 men. He's on a yellow. Michael Fitzsimons is on a yellow before. That's his second yellow. That's his second yellow. Well, we'll debate that amongst us in the press box. I thought he was. I'd Ger Brennan and I'd Rory Carroll down for yellows as well, but we'll wait and see now. Colm Cooper to take this free. Colm Cooper sends it over the bar. That's a great score from the Gooch, and Kerry lead by 3 points, Weezy.
No, Kerry lead by 3 points, and deservedly so, because they're out playing Dublin. Dublin are really can take the intensity of the game, and look at the work by Kerry, pulling and stopping them all over the field, but still in all Dublin. I wouldn't rule them out by a long shot.
I wouldn't either. Ger Brennan. Here goes Diarmuid Connolly, getting away from Declan O'Sullivan. Still Diarmuid Connolly, Declan sticking tight him. Good work by the Drummond man. Paul Galvin gives him a hand as well. Touched on the ground. Brilliant work by both Paul Galvin and Declan O'Sullivan.
The work rate again by Kerry is absolutely unbelievable. They're working, 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 and they're just not letting Dublin break away and set up those attacks. That's the way it is at the moment, each and every one of them.
And Brian Sheehan to take this free, and he takes it way over to the far side, and that's Killian Young. Renard to Carsevine, there's not much distance between them. Here comes Killian again, giving it to Tomás O'Shea. Back to Brian Sheehan again, busting the tackle, Sheehan, and plays a beautiful ball out to Barry John Keane. Barry turning and twisting, taking on Keane O'Sullivan. Barry John Keane from in front of the Hogan stand has missed it. Oh, I was sure it was gone over.
Great effort, just pulled it wide in his own side, Gary, but a great effort by the Cairns O'Reilly's men. Barry John Keane turned around, had a lovely opportunity. He was at a bit of an angle, went for it. He did the right thing and just pulled it wide, and another sub coming on for Dublin.
Eamon Finnell is in, and Dennis Bastic is gone, and Daniel Bohan is about to come in for Kerry. Check on the watch, 62 gone. Check on the score, 1-9 to 9 points, Kerry lead, and brilliantly won by Anthony Maher. On the road is Colm Cooper. He's not too far away from going up the Hogan stand. Colm Cooper with the right. Colm Cooper over the bar, and the Kingdom lead by 4.
And a lovely point by the coach, by the Kerry captain. A wonderful feeling by the man from Doha, Anthony Maher. There'll be bonfires in Doha if they win this game. Maher caught the ball beautifully, turned along, gave the ball to Colm Cooper. And Owen Braston is going off now, and Kerry are bringing on. Daniel Bohan is coming on. Fresh legs coming on now. Kerry are using the bench. Wonderful feeling by Maher, and a lovely point by Colm Cooper.
That's the first point from play by the Gooch. He got a goal, but the first on play, Paul Galvin nips in. Kerry have seriously upped the tempo. 7 minutes to go of normal time, and they lead by 4. 1-10 to 9 points. Don't rule out the Dubs, but Kerry are rampant at the moment. Killian Young to Declan O'Sullivan. Oh, that's a loose one from Declan. Aidan O'Mahony trying to get it back. Michael Fitzsimons, the man that I wanted to put off a while ago, still on the pitch. Here's Alan Brogan. Dublin need a goal. Here's Mac Miniman. Dublin need a goal. Dublin have got the goal. It's scored by Kevin Mac Miniman, the substitute, and Dublin are far from out of it.
A wonderful goal by Kevin Mac Miniman, the first time the Kerry defence has opened up since half time. And a long ball went up down the wing, caught by Dublin. Mac Miniman was running inside, he went through, he turned around and went right through one of the Kerry defenders and blasted the ball into the back of the net. A wonderful goal by him, and Dublin are right back into it, and it was Declan O'Sullivan who was back, tried to stop him, and Dublin back into it. Just 1 point in it, 1-10 to 1-9.
1 point in it, 6 minutes left. Mark O'Shea breaking the tackle. Kerry were their own downfall of that goal because of sloppy passing in the middle of the field. Tom O'Sullivan, can the Kingdom respond? Another gift from Tom O'Sullivan into Michael Darren McCauley. Kerry have lost the initiative totally, Weezy, from being 4 points up.
Yeah, that was a very bad pass by Tomás O'Sullivan there, and he gave the ball away completely. Dublin now have the bit between their teeth, I can tell you.
Here comes Kevin Nolan, this to level it, 45 yards out. Kevin Nolan has levelled the game. 1-10 to Kerry, 1-10 to Dublin. Dublin.
Oh, that was an absolutely superb point by Kevin Nolan. A wonderful point, and there's a Dublin man down injured. And it was all given by a bad pass by the Kerry man in the middle of the field. Kevin Nolan from way out the field, just inside the 45. They can sense victory now, Dublin. Kerry now, what have they left? But you can be full sure it'll go right down to the wire, Gary.
There were two Christmas presents, though, from Kerry defenders.
Oh, there were. Would it be a case of tiredness, Gary?
Yeah.
That's what you'd wonder.
Two Dublin players have gone down with cramp. One of them is Bernard Brogan. Listen to the Hill 16 and listen to the Dubs. They've come from being 4 points down to level the game with 5 minutes to go in the All-Ireland Senior Football Final for 2011. Now, will we have a replay, Weezy?
We could have a replay. Now, who's going to take the game by the scruff of the neck? Who's going to come forward and kick the point that will bring home the Sam Maguire Cup? It's fascinating stuff. 1-10 each, 13 points each, whatever way you like it.
Declan O'Sullivan over on the far side, being pulled, being dragged, being pushed, but it'll take more than that to put down the Drummond man. Declan has it. Back to Killian. No mistakes now. Next team to
now
give
now Dublin have 14 men behind the ball, Gary.
They have. Anthony Maher down here is Bohan shouting for it all on his own. Switch the play, Maher, maybe. Daniel Bohan is on his own. He's won a free 70 yards out from goal.
Yeah, Brian Sheehan should have a go at this, really.
I think he should too.
I think he should, yeah.
Paul Galvin, leave it to Brian. Connie
Kelly's over in Boston. He's listening to the game. Connie, you're on tender hooks there. I can tell you it's 1-10 each and it's Paul Galvin going to take it. I wouldn't mind Brian Sheehan having a go at that.
Oh, geez, well done, Barry John Kane. You did well to win that, my friend. Barry John pulled to the ground. Outside him is Galvin. I'm surprised why Brian Sheehan wouldn't left kick that one. Paul Galvin took it off him. Tomas to Darren Sullivan. Darren showing a bit of pace. Still Darren. Barry John needs help. Five Dublin players around him in front of us in the Hogan stand. Darren to Paul Galvin. Back to Tomas. Kerry have the O'Neill's football. That's important. Great pass from Tomas O'Shea to Killian Young to Colm Cooper. Colm trying to get inside his man, burying his way through. Still Colm Cooper. There's a notice from the guards. We're not paying attention to that at the moment. Anthony Maher to Barry John Keane. Slipping to the ground. He'll need to get rid of it. He's lost it, Rishi.
Yeah, gave it away. The power of the tackle. Give Dublin back with the ball.
Ger Brennan. Outside to 21, Philip McMahon. Philip McMahon to McMenamin. Dipping the shoulder. 3 minutes left. Tom Sullivan trying to get it. Gathered by Owen O'Gara. Into Brian Cullen. Danger to Brogan. Mark O'Shea slips. Brogan slips. And Brendan Keeley wins the race. Well, Weezy, the next score will win it.
Yes, it could be, Gary. It could be. There's 67 minutes gone. You can cut the atmosphere here in Croke Park with a knife. Absolutely thrilling stuff. Wonderful football by both crowds now.
Dermot Connolly, 60 yards out from goal. Trying to win a free. Getting away there from Daniel Bohan. Dermot Connolly, after him is Donaghy. Making the run is McCauley. This is the chance. This is McCauley. He's near the corner flag, trying to work his way in. This is Brogan. Brogan with the kick. Brogan with the point. And Dublin leads with 2 minutes to go. Bernard Brogan,
the man with the left foot from just under Hill 16. And a wonderful point there by Dublin. And Bernard Brogan with the left leg put the ball over there. This is a vital ball.
Kevin Nolan winning the kick out. Kerry are in trouble. Kevin McMinimum. Two will do it. Kerry might come back from one. Can't see it from two. 2 minutes to go. Kevin McMinimum, the goal scorer. Back to Alan Brogan. Kevin Nolan again. This is Michael Darren McCauley. This is a kick. And that's a wide with 1.5 minutes left.
Yeah, and Dublin finishing very, very strong. 68 minutes gone in the game. Now the kickouts now are absolutely vital. Whoever gets this kickout is, and the short kickout, lovely kickout by Keeley. Away come Kerry again.
Killian Young. Oh my God, Killian, where are you driving it? He's driven it out to Mark O'Shea, who's kept it in play in front of the Hogan. Mark O'Shea, 69 minutes gone. Dublin 1-11, Kerry 1-10. The best Kerry can hope for is a draw. Tomas to Paul Galvin. Into Brian Sheehan. Brian Sheehan. To his left is Anthony Maher. This is Bohan. Give it to Gooch, lads. Where is he? Donaghy. With a mother and father of a shot. Into the square. This is a great kick by Kieran Donaghy. What a score!
That's an absolutely amazing point by Kieran Donaghy de Stael. What a wonderful, wonderful point by Kieran Donaghy. From away out the wing, it was dropping, dropping, dropping. 2 minutes to be played. What an absolutely marvellous point for Kerry.
Nobody deserves to lose it, Michi.
No.
In fairness. No. 2 minutes of additional time. 1-11 to Kerry. 1-11 to Dublin. 3 to Dublin in the half-back line.
Dublin have the ball. Dublin are coming away. There's 2 minutes of extra time to go. There's 1 minute of extra time.
That's a hot ball. That's a hot ball. Gerard Brennan put the fist into Kieran Donaghy's mouth. He did one stupid thing to Gerard Brennan.
He did indeed. He did. 1 minute to go, Gary.
He lost his free.
Oh, there's 2 minutes of 70 minutes gone. Yeah, he did lost his free. Yeah.
Was it Gerard Brennan or was it Philip McMahon? Because Gerard Brennan, look, pushed it into the face of Kieran Donaghy. He had a free out. It's now a throw ball.
What an absolutely marvellous point by Kieran Donaghy. That was as good a point as I ever seen scored.
Donaghy's under, but Dublin have it. The next point will win the All-Ireland. Chalk it down. And it's Dublin in attack with Brian Cullen. This is Michael Darragh-McCauley. They're looking for a hero. Will it be Dermot Connolly? He meets the shoulder. Will Joe McQuillan blow it up? We're a minute into injury time. 1 minute to go. The pressure is coming. It's a free in. It's a free in. Inside the 45-yard line to Dublin. And it's scorable.
He's very, oh, listen. The goalie is coming up.
Barry John Keane was the culprit.
Barry John Keane, definitely. His men went to skip around him, Gary. His men went to skip around him. And he definitely fouled him. No doubt at all about it. It was a foul.
Just to win it, we see.
Stephen Cluxon, the Dublin goalkeeper, is taking the biggest, most vital kick that he will ever take in his life.
This to win the All-Ireland.
Yeah.
Stephen Cluxon has been called up 45 yards out, just inside the 45-yard line. Ideally suited for the left leg of Stephen Cluxon. But remember, he missed one in the first half. This to win the All-Ireland. We'll have no more after this. 71 minutes and 40 seconds, and by the time he kicks it,
not an easy one, Gary, but very, very kickable. Not an easy one, folks listening, but it's very, very kickable.
It should never have come down to it. Kerry were four up. Cluxon with the kick. He has put it over the bar, and Dublin lead. And that, to me, I think we see is curtains.
Well, time is up, Gary.
Time is up. We're continuing with the play. Is it Dublin's 23rd All-Ireland? It's all over! And Dublin have won the All-Ireland title by 112 to 111.
Yes, indeed, and well done to Dublin, and hard luck in Kerry. But when push came to shove at the end, and Dublin turned on the pressure at the end, the fitter, faster Dublin forwards were able to go through that little Kerry defence at the end there. And it was the goal by McMinimum that brought them right back into it. It was touch and go for the whole way. And it was an absolutely fascinating second game, Gary. But at the end of the day, the harder route that Dublin took to the final won the game for them.
But in saying that, we gave them a goal and a point from Christmas presents from us in the half-back line.
Yes, indeed, Gary, because they were inclined to be coming through the Kerry defence. The longer the game went on, the more they were going through the Kerry defence. There was no doubt at all about it. And at the end of the day, I'd say maybe a draw would have been a fair result.
Would. Well, Kerry were coasting. 4 points up when Colin Cooper sold that dummy and kicked it over with the right. We thought it was title number 37, but not to be. But let's credit Dublin, Rishi. They've been out of the doldrums for years.
Well, Gary, there's no doubt at all about it. But I kept continuously saying that Dublin had won their last two games at 14 men, and they had come through the Stonger route, and they were more accustomed to that fit and dice of that finish. And that was a wonderful free by Cluxon. He must be the first goalkeeper in the history of Gaelic football to kick the winning score in an All-Ireland final. It was a superb kick. Kerry will, of course, be bitterly disappointed. No doubt at all about it. But at the end of the day, Dublin blotted them out.
They did. Well, the last time, of course, that Dublin beat them, that's all in the history book now. They said Elvis Presley was only dead a few weeks. 1977. They can forget about that now. Dublin are back as All-Ireland senior football champions. They haven't been there since, was it 1995? But in a matter of moments, Brian Cullen from Skerry's Harps will go up the Hogan stands, but Kerry Weeshie must be bitterly disappointed.
Oh, there's no doubt at all about it, because it looked, Gary, with 5 or 6 minutes to go, that they were going to win the game. They were 4 points up. But there's no doubt in my mind the difference was the way that Dublin got to the final with the hard games against Kildare and Tyrone and Donegal. It had hardened them, it had steeled them, and there is no doubt it made the difference. And when push came to shove at the end, it definitely stood to them. It was a tremendous game of football in the second half. Fascinating to look at. Kerry, of course, will be bitterly, bitterly, bitterly disappointed, Gary.
Tomás O'Shea has gone to the Hogan stand, to the crowd. He's brought in his young fella. I presume he's his young man. Well, he's on the Hallett turf. Hopefully in 20, 25 years' time, he'll be wearing the Kerry jersey. But Kerry players are still on the pitch, but they're absolutely devastated. 6 points to Dublin, 1-2 at half-time to Kerry. We thought if Kerry improved and upped the tempo in the second half, that we'd be home. We won't say home and dry. They did up the tempo. They did come back well, but just, I suppose, the final whistle beat them.
Well, it did, Gary, because there's no doubt of the Dublin tactics. They were able to mark hard, and they were able to, and they gave, and they, in the second half, they gave away far more frees than they had given in the first half. And Kerry, Brian Sheehan in particular, kept carrying it with his points. Colm Cooper kept coming out the field, and eventually, of course, Dublin were coming at Kerry so hard at the end there that somebody was going to give away that free at the end there. Coxham came up, put the ball over the bar for an absolutely superb point by him. This would be great for football in Dublin. It's sad to say the Kerry expense, but however, it would be great for football in the capital, Gary.
We see I'm going to bring in our man here with us who's travelled the length and breadth of the country, and he's our sound engineer, a proud Dub. And let's congratulate John Heffernan. He's living in Killarney here with us. John, great win. We'll start John's microphone in a minute, but going back...
Well, if John Heffernan, the sound man, can't sort out his own voice, then it's headlines for the rest of us.
He's speechless at the moment, isn't he?
Well, back to you now, lads.
Oh, right, okay, John. Great win.
Lads, it was absolutely fantastic. Absolutely. Just cannot believe it. I mean, you know, for Dublin to win in All-Ireland, for me to be sitting here watching them do it, and I suppose, you know... All teams want to, if they want to win in All-Ireland, they have to beat the best in the land. And the best in the land really has been Kerry, you know. And it's just an absolutely fantastic feeling and, you know, completely moved. I'm starting to well up nearly. It was a fantastic match. I honestly think Kerry probably just gave it away, really. You know, we all thought it was going to be set up for a draw coming up in the last couple of minutes. But, you know.
Well, the game ebbed and flowed. And in a matter of 60 seconds, Brian Cullen... We'll lift the cup and then we'll be handing back to the studio and you'll be getting analysis from Billy O'Shea and Ambrose O'Donovan. So just going through the formalities, Cumann Lucarán, Luke Clasgale, Christy Cooney is about to hand the trophy to Brian Cullen. He's a man that has played well for Dublin down through the years. I've been a big fan of Brian Cullen's. I think he's an excellent centre-back, a wing-back, wing-forward. And he now deserves his moment of glory. And another unusual sight as well today, Weeshie, is that the barrier and the screen around Croke Park has worked. There isn't a living supporter on Croke Park.
Yes, indeed, yeah, and especially when the Dubs now have to win, you'd expect they'd have more trouble. But if you look around, the whole perimeter of Croke Park is lined with stewards continuously. Nobody can come in. But I suppose, Gary, even though we'd be used to the crowds coming onto Croke Park, I suppose it's a good thing in one way too.
It's a safety precaution in fairness to the ball. Let's get back to the presentation. Brian Cullen about to lift Sam Maguire. There'll be serious celebrations in the capital tonight. The other questions we won't write their death nail now, but is it the end of an era for this Kerry team?
Yeah, I would say, Gary, it is the end of an era for not for the Kerry team as such, but of a good number of players on the Kerry team, because they'll go away now and they'll think of their career for the next few months, and that some of them, four or five of them, might find it very difficult to face another year of hard training after this defeat in particular. I would say we'd probably see a number of retirements, all right, but it's very early to be talking about that there, and we'll have to wait. We'll have to wait and see. But at the end of the day, that wonderful goal by McMinniman from Dublin. But there was big gaps opening up in the Kerry defence, Gary. Yeah. Every time that Dublin did get the ball, and every time that they did get through, there was gaps in the Dublin defence. And remember that Bernard Brogan got through a couple of times, and he had great opportunities to score more.
He had indeed, and such a pity. Such a pity Colm Cooper didn't get the chance to come up and lift the cup.
Sure, tis a shame. Tis a, of course, the biggest shame of the whole lot, that Colm Cooper, the one-man gooch, who deserved more than anyone else to captain Kerry. However, there'll be another year for him, Gary.
Well, there will. Brian Cullen about to receive the cup now from Christy Cody. This is the moment they've been waiting for a long time. Brian Cullen lifts the Sam Maguire Cup to the air. The celebrations have begun in the capital. Dublin are the All-Ireland Senior Football Title Champions for 2001. They'll celebrate it for the next 12 months. Kerry will be back though, Ishii.
And I must say, Gary, I have never before seen this, and I'm watching All-Irelands of Kerry since 1955, and it's very sad. It's very sad for me personally to see Kerry out in an empty Croke Park, and they're so despondent, sitting on the ground, some of them, their hands folded, their heads down, and they're watching the presentation. This is the first time that a Kerry team has stood in Croke Park and watched the cup being presented to the losers all in their own, Gary. So it's something completely different, but that's a very sad sight.
It is, and in credit to them, they're staying there man for man. Every one of them, I see they're being led by the chairman of the Kerry County Board, Jerome Conway, Jack O'Connor, chatting with Ger O'Keefe. We'll have post-match interviews for you very shortly. Hope we will speak to Jack, and we'll speak to one or two of the Kerry players if they're made available to us. No doubt we'll have plenty of chat with the Dublin lads. Of course, there's not a Dublin lads we should with Kerry connections, the Brogans, Keane O'Sullivan, Paul Casey, a man from his dad from my own neck of the woods. So there's still a little bit of a Kerry connection to it.
Oh, there's a good Kerry connection, but that's small. That's small consolation, Gary. By the way, the Kerry team will be coming home tomorrow night. Of course, everybody get out and welcome this absolutely wonderful, superb, historic Kerry team. And you'll be able to listen to Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll be reviewing the game, and Radio Kerry will be covering the homecoming, and you'll be able to listen to the pros and the cons of the game, and that's for tomorrow night. But a sad sight, Gary.
Well, it is indeed. Brian
Cullen, sad sight from Kerry, but a lovely sight from Dublin.
Absolutely. Brian Cullen is going through his formalities. Before we wrap it up, Weishi, as always, I leave you with the final word on this All-Ireland Senior Football Final Day.
Well, at the end of the day, to me, it was looking that way the whole time. I thought a draw would have been a fair result, because it looked very, very like it was going that way. Dublin definitely deserved to come back into it. They deserved to draw up the draw with Kerry, but that one fatal mistake at the end that gave them that free to clucks and kick has broken the heart of Kerry. And maybe at the end of the day, Gary, maybe they had that little bit more youth and more speed. And I'm repeating myself for the umpteenth time, there is no doubt in my mind, but the hard road that they played against Kildare, Tyrone, and in particular Donegal, made the difference at the end, and it steeled them, and it hardened them, and it gave them the resolve to hold the ball at the end, invite the fouls, and win the game at the end. The harder the route they had, the better they were.
Absolutely. Jack O'Connor making his way over to each and one of the Kerry players, giving him a little tap on the back and on the head. Darren O'Sullivan is the first he's made. Now he's approaching Cullum Cooper. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen, from us here in Croke Park. Not to be for Kerry. Dublin are the All-Ireland champions by 1 point. The final score again for the record. Dublin 112, Kerry 111. From myself and from Weishi and from John Heffernan in sound. Stay tuned. Billy O'Shea and Ambrose O'Donovan's thoughts coming up. But for the moment, from Croke Park, it's back to the studio in Tralee.
Sports on Radio Kerry, your station.
Welcome back to Radio Kerry Sunday Sport. Dublin All-Ireland champions for 2011. They have beaten Kerry by 112 to 111. Just about as dramatic a finish you're ever going to see in any sporting event. To look back on those 70 minutes, I'm joined on the line by former Kerry captains Ambrose O'Donovan and Billy O'Shea. Lads, good evening.
Good evening, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
First up, lads, congrats to Dublin, deserving winners, but there's a movie which is called Gone in 60 Seconds, and that's what happened to our guys.
Yeah, you'd have to say that, Joe. It was actually ours to lose for the finish. We all thought it was Dublin to lose. But 10 minutes to go, I mean, we were 4 points up. With all our experience and everything, you'd expect us to close out the game. We had a couple of dreadful decisions, I suppose, two very bad turnovers. But, I mean, you know, we were talking about earlier, you know, you look at what was McMenamin's big threat coming into this game, the impact sub. I mean, he's going to win the ball, he's going to run at us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what he did, and he got a goal out of it. You know, if we do more homework, a little bit better than that as well. Like, you know, it's no rocket science what McMenamin done today. I mean, that's who he was brought on for. And he actually did it to perfection. He ran it, just opens up and buried the ball in net. We have to be playing against those things, you know. And it was, we said it, we spoke about it at half time as well, you know. They went through twice in the first half, rather a little bit easy down the middle. You have to be standing, you know, if you're going to win Ireland, you've got to be cutting out that kind of stuff. But you have to say it's very disappointing, and you know, we probably deserve the draw. You know, but I mean, you'd feel sorry for Kerry. It was a sick one to lose.
Billy, I presume those are sentiments you'd echo?
Absolutely. I mean, firstly, congratulations to Dublin. You know, they stuck with it. With 10 minutes to go there, you certainly would have said that the Kerry had ground out a 4-point lead. It didn't look like it in the first 10 minutes of the second half. I thought the Dublin had had started the second half very brightly, very confidently, and I thought they were actually going to, you know, play it out and beat us. But in fairness to Kerry, they came back well. They showed their experience, their guile, and managed to get 4 points up. And I said to myself, well, you know what? There's some bunch of players to put themselves in that position.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of, well, I suppose if you want to call it right, Joe, we can't win an All-Ireland with one fell in the full forward line and the rest outside the 45. That's exactly what was happening. And we were playing the ball forward, backward, and crossways and everything, except going into the full forward line. And I mean, everybody was playing outside the 45. You can't win an All-Ireland like that. We need to have penetration up front. The only player we had inside in the goal line, or inside in the full forward line, was Kieran Donaghy. And one man can't do it all on his own.
Oh, absolutely not. But I mean, Billy, the stark reality is, and the facts will, you go back over that match with 7 minutes to go, Kerry led by 110 to 9 points, a seemingly unassailable position.
Oh, absolutely. But the point that I'm making is that if you draw everybody back, that plays into the opposition's hands, because you're not penetrating and driving on. You're kind of defending that lead, and that invites the opposition to come toward you.
Oh, it does
exactly
indeed.
What,
but I mean,
that's exactly what happened with Dublin.
Whatever tactics you're playing, nothing can excuse the two sloppy turnovers, the first one in particular, which led to Dublin's goal.
Oh, absolutely. I'm saying that. But what I'm saying, Joe, is that if you create a situation where it's very intense around the middle and you have the bulk of all the players playing in that area, then that turnover thing is going to happen. It's inevitable.
Absolutely.
Whereas if you keep it wide and open and fast ball, it's very difficult to pin that down. And Dublin weren't able to cope with that, but when we went back into this defensive mode of holding the ball and playing into Dublin's hands, really, it invited them to come at us. And we were very, very short. And I thought that tactic, that would probably cost us an All-Ireland.
Ambrose, just taking on board what Billy said, do you think we were that 4 points up with 7 minutes and we switched to the tactics Billy spoke about? Was that Kerry's way of saying, this game is ours, let's control it for the last 7 minutes?
Yeah, I think, you know, we all year we were doing that, you know. We have a tendency to, I think we know, we were talking about the 2-5-5, we used too many hand passes, you know, to gain ground. And we did it today, and we were 4 points up. But I suppose today, of all days, you know, with 7 minutes to go, you'd say 4 points, we were in control. But I mean, there were two sloppy turnovers. Forget the hand passing and the defending and going defensive. We made two very basic fundamental errors that would have gone across, you know, Ireland final, and it did. You know, you can't be doing that either. Tactically, I felt, you know, we felt a bit short today. I felt, you know, I thought, I'd bring on Paul Gallivan to me, we brought him on too early, far too early. You know, we were going to use him, we said we're going to use him as, you stopped him from the word go, or else you use him as an impact sub. You did neither today. You brought him on, you know, I thought you brought him on too early. You know, I know he played well after coming on, but I think if 20 minutes ago, if you brought Paul Gallivan on there today, it would have been a different story, he would have lifted. Whereas McMenamin did exactly what he says in the team. You know, he was an impact sub, and he did that to perfection. And I felt, you know, we would have been slacking that. Maybe Billy said at half time, maybe we panicked a little bit, but I mean, we must have known, we're going to be a close game. Look, they're not a bad side. This is a good Dublin team. They're not the greatest Dublin team I've seen, but they're not a bad team. So I mean, from that point of view, you'd have to say that we were, you know, that we felt, we fell a bit short, maybe tactically, but that, like Billy said, congratulate Dublin. It's a sick one for Kerry, I know, but on the day, probably we, the way we played, we possibly, you know. I think we deserve the draw. I don't think we deserve to lose now, to be fair to Kerry. But I mean, you know, Dublin will look back at this and they will say, well, they were lucky enough to win it.
Okay, Ambrose, if we can just, and Billy, if we can just deal with the second half chronologically. Billy said it already, that Dublin's intensity seemed too much early in the second half for Kerry. But then we turned it around, got 4 points in a row, and that was some platform for Kerry to take into the rest of the game. Ambrose?
Yeah, you'd have to say that. Do you know the one thing that was obvious to me? The second, we know we were talking about fitness, and I was talking to fellas, and they were all saying about how fit, super fit the Dublin side were. There was two players went down in the last 5 minutes with cramp, and the two sky blue jerseys on their back. You know, but you know, having said that, we did come, we done, you have to say we nearly did everything right insofar as we went to 4 points up. But you know, you never, this Dublin side, to be fair to them under Gilroy, they've never said that attitude, and they will come at you. And I was, you know, I said it yesterday to Gary, I felt that if it was a close game, you know, with 5 minutes to go, these fellas do dig deep. You know, they're a superbly fit side. And this crowd got behind them as well. And the goal, McMenamin's goal lifted them knowing, I think we, and then as I say, we had two very bad turnovers, which any trainer can do nothing about that. You know, you can't go into the field, and we actually had two very sloppy turnovers, and we gave away one or two frees that was, you know, maybe slack. So from that point of view, I think Kerry will look back on this, and they look back at this video, you know, and they will say it's one we could have,
probably one we should have, but you know, we didn't, and it was actually our mistakes that led to Dublin's victory more than Dublin's super play, Joe.
Absolutely. Billy, I'm going to say it once again, congrats to Dublin. This isn't sour grapes, but you're here to analyse proceedings, and that's what we're doing. Should Dublin have been down to 14 men for that foul on Declan O'Sullivan?
It looked bad, I must say, and he did come off twice to receive treatment. It obviously was a blood injury. Now, we don't have the benefit of replays, Joe, in the stand, so what I saw of it was that he was going to ground, and it looked like an elbow came in and caught him straight in the front of the mouth. That's what I saw. The TV might be different, I don't know. But it looked very, very bad from where I was.
Billy, what about this Dublin penalty that wasn't, I think it was about midway through the second half, when I think it was Barry Cahill, he had a gaping goal on Brosnan, put his body on the line, and Dublin somehow ended up getting a free in. Strange.
Did he kick the ball out?
Not sure. Gary and Weesh seem to think the ball might have been touched on the ground, but...
that's why the free was given, because the ref deemed that he did touch it on the ground. That was my understanding of it. Now, if a fella touches the ball on the ground in the small square, it's a penalty, isn't that it?
That was my next question to you, absolutely.
It is, yeah. But in that case, then, it should have been a penalty. If the ball was free in the ground, Joe, and Owen Brosnan kicked it away, which I think he did, it shouldn't have been a free in anyway. And in a one-point game, that's a major turnaround.
Yeah, well, like that, look, I saw it the once, I didn't see the replay, so, look, we'll watch it again later on tonight. Ambrose, in another world, we would probably be sitting here lauding Brian Sheehan's second half display. No man did more in a Kerry jersey today.
No, in fairness to him, he played very well. And you have to say, to his credit, we may be obviously critical of him, Anthony Maher didn't leave the side down either, in fairness. He worked tirelessly, as indeed did Darren O'Sullivan. Darren turned off of the work as well. Worked tirelessly. We often don't see what the work Darren does. There's a lot of work off the ball. He really ran the socks off himself today. And you know, really put his head on the line today for carrying occasions. But yeah, you're quite right. Brian Sheehan played very well as well. You know, Goose has first done some fantastic things as well in the second half. Maybe, you know, fellas will say we could have done more with him, but in fairness to him, he tried hard. But again, look, we'll have to credit Dublin. They played to a system, and in fairness, they stick to the system, and they did so again today. So about Alan McMenamin. But that's what bothered me, you know, and you look back then and you say, look, where the Dublin surprises, you know. McMenamin is doing this all year. He's coming off the bench, and all he does is run at you. He's like an armoured car, give him the ball, and he's just going to take off and run at you. I mean, it's not a rocket science. He did it today, and they got a goal. And, you know, you have to say, no, I know we made two mistakes, but that goal won the All-Ireland for Dublin. So, I mean, that's bottom line, and we didn't defend against it. So, I mean, you know, some people have to take their hand up as well and say, right, we didn't do what we were supposed to do.
Absolutely. And I suppose, Ambrose, like that, once Kerry were up by 1-10-9 points, I think collectively all us Kerry men and women were saying, once we don't concede a goal, we're home and hosed.
This was it. This was exactly it. Dublin had, at that stage, Dublin had to score a goal. And to their credit, you'll have to say that they did. And they went for it. They knew well that they weren't going to beat us with points either. And they did it. That's why I'm saying, you know, God forgive me, as well, you shouldn't be saying it, but in olden times, when McMenamin caught that ball, you know, you'd nail him. You'd nail him at source. You certainly wouldn't allow him run 30, 40 yards or two, you know. And that's maybe it's a negative player, but you know, that kind of stuff came in all Ireland's field as well. We knew what he could do. We knew his capabilities. And to be fair to him, like, you know, that's what he has. He runs at you and he'll take the ball at you, and he did it today. And he better the ball than anything. That's what makes it such a hard pill to swallow. You know, you don't begrudge Dublin the All Ireland win. Of course you don't. In fairness, maybe the game needed it, which is the way in which we left it go. You know, that's hard pill to swallow for Kerry supporters going down to Kerry tonight, Joe.
Absolutely, Billy. We got a text in from a lady called Sheila who says the ref was all for Dublin, which was a disgrace. Kerry won't be overly enthusiastic about the referee's performance, but as she always says, the referee didn't kick any of the wides that Kerry kicked, and the referee didn't make any of the mistakes Kerry made. We can't blame the ref.
You might highlight maybe two, possibly three bad calls, Joe, but, you know, it wasn't as if he was very bad for the whole day, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go down that road.
Oh, being no, I'm just saying there's a text coming.
I know, but being a one-point game, right, there are going to be those two or three incidences, right, that will be important, obviously, when there's a one-point game in it.
Yeah. So
obviously, I can understand people being a bit aggrieved in it. I just, as I go back to the point I made earlier, I think we were victims of our own downfall by bringing the ball into Dublin territory. Now, what I mean by that is that if you hold possession long enough, you're going to draw all the players on top of you, and inevitably you're going to get a turnover. And I just think that we were just so too slow in releasing the ball. We were too much in the hand-passing mode of going across and back. I mentioned it earlier. And that invited Dublin to come in and attack us. And I think, inevitably, that was the downfall of Kerry today.
On another day, and I'm talking about Brian Sheehan already, and I'm also going to talk now about Kieran Don, his equalising point at the very end. You talk about any player taking on that kind of pressure, a point down in the All-Ireland final, time is nearly up. Some kick, Ambrose, wasn't it?
It's a great score. Fantastic score. You know, that was a real, and quite rightly you said it, you know, that it had to do, he had exactly it to do with it. And it was not an easy position where he was from, in fairness to him. And he, you know, the man says he'd stomach enough and battle enough to take it on, and it was a great score. And you felt from there, you know, that you probably should have drawn it. You know, it was a great score, fair play to him. And he did try hard. And, you know, we did that. We, in fairness to the management, they did put him in, but we didn't do enough of it. You know, if you're going to put Donaghy in and imply that, I always felt that 1-1 inside the square, Donaghy had a beating of your man Carroll. And we didn't do enough of it. And then we took in the Gooch out as well, which didn't help the cause either. You know, he wasn't really kicking inside, and he came out too far. And I always feel with Gooch, you know, when he comes out, you know, they'll still got to get him on the ball. But to me, Gooch is a fantastic footballer. You need Gooch inside maybe 14 yards out. And likewise with Donaghy. Now, in fairness to Donaghy, he got his hands on a lot of ball early on, who he needed to gain, you know, primary possession around the middle of the park. But to me, I mean, you know, he would have troubled Carroll inside a little bit more. But you'd have to say, look, it didn't happen for us sometimes in the air. And but you're right, we had a couple of great scores. We didn't do enough of it. And we had a few bad misses as well, and we took wrong options. But look, that's football, Joe. That is a winner and there's a loser. We're just unfortunate. We're on the losing side tonight.
Absolutely. Billy, your thoughts on Kieran Donaghy's equaliser later on?
Yeah, fantastic. I must say, it's all right, Joe, when he got the equaliser. If that was a Dublin fella, the place would have erupted like Cluxton's score. The place went bananas. Whereas with that equaliser, I was jumping around the place and I was amazed that the reaction didn't get as much as the Dublin reaction. Now I know, obviously, the Dublin are more vocal than we are. But I thought it was a brilliant score. An absolutely fabulous score, given the circumstances, given the fact that we were a point down and there was little time left. You know, for Philip to take on that responsibility, it wasn't an easy kick. It looked like it was floating for a long time, and I said, I don't know, did he have the accuracy to get it or not? But I thought it was a brilliant score. But I was just surprised with the reaction of the crowd. It was... wasn't as ecstatic as my celebrations were here. If you saw me jumping around the place, I'll tell you that much.
I think it was probably more relief than anything else by the Kerry fans at that stage.
You're possibly dead right. It was more relief. Whereas when Cluxton put that one over, the roar from the crowd, I've never heard a crowd roar as enthusiastically as that one, to be honest.
I mean, Ambrose, we'll talk about Stephen Cluxton's winning score. That's Roy the Rover stuff. That's like, that shouldn't happen in real life. A goalkeeper coming up to kick the winning score in an All-Ireland final, the last kick of the game, the 72nd minute. Unbelievable stuff.
Pressure kick. You have to give credit to Cluxton. In fairness, he was doing it all year. I personally don't like to see that happening. I'm not really in favour of seeing Wally come up kicking frees. I would like to see one of your six forwards or your midfielder kicking them. But you have to give him credit. I mean, it was a huge pressure kick. Big pressure kick, and he split the post with it, in fairness to him, and because he had missed one, you know, earlier on the game, which was a great kick by Cooks, and in fairness to him, it showed a lot of confidence. And you know what it showed as well is Gilroy, in fairness to him, you know, you don't have to look at his management, you don't have to stand back and admire it. He sticks by his convictions. You know, people have said to him about Cooks and kicking the frees and everything else, and he says, look, I don't mind. Before today, he had 10 points on the board for Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's working. So, I mean, you know, the old saying, if it's not broken, why fix it? And he stuck with it, and you have to give Gilroy credit for that as well. He stuck by his convictions.
You're very traditional, though, with things like that, aren't you?
You know, we're not traditional, but I mean, when I put another at you, when was the last goal you start coming up, kicking your feet from 40 yards and winning in All-Ireland? I haven't in my time, but then again, I'd be a bit younger than you, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Billy, talk to me about that Stephen Cluxton kick. Ambrose says about the amount of pressure that was on him, but can I turn it around and say, maybe there wasn't too much pressure on Cluxton. Dublin had gotten the draw, which many people believed was beyond them. This was the last kick of the game. Whatever happened, worst case scenario, Dublin were going to be coming back for a replay. Did that make it easier for him?
I think it did. And the angle suited him as well. I think everything was in his favour. He was kicking into his 16. He was given the respect by the Hills, obviously, for the kick. It was at the right-hand side, which suits the left-legged kicker. And as you say, it wasn't the case that Dublin would lose the game. It was all in his favour, and I'm sure he's an experienced footballer. He said, well, look, if it doesn't go over, we won't lose the game. It was a perfect kick, really. And in fairness to him, he had been kicking well enough.
Mm-hmm.
He got a free earlier on from a similar distance. So as if it was a pressure kick in that respect, in terms of the distance from the goal. We give him credit where credit is due, but given the fact that he's done it so often over the year, I mean, he'd 14 points going into today's game of the Championship so far, which is, there's some forwards in the country who didn't even think about getting that amount, never mind scoring it, you know? So, like, it's a fantastic return. I know it's a place kicking and a specialised kicker as well, but at the same time, it is a very consistent return for
a place kicker. He doesn't take every kick, I might add. You know, it's only at the 45 or typical angles far out. So I think it was an unfair, but yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I don't think it was as much a pressure kick as it would have been if point up.
Billy, I've got to ask you about the atmosphere today. I was there in 2009 and it was unbelievable. Kerry were very much the away side and I've never such a cacophony of noise in Croke Park. Was it something similar today? What was it like early on?
It was a bit better, Joe. And that kick by Cluxton, as I said to you, I have never experienced a noise and a level of enthusiasm in a stadium as I did when that kick went over. It was deafening, really. And rightly so. I mean, that's the first time since 95 that they won the All-Ireland, and it's the first time since 77 that they've beaten Kerry in the Championship. You know, so there was an awful lot of excitement in the Dublin supporters in the way they celebrated. And look, and rightly so, Joe. I mean,
absolutely.
Fairness. I mean, we're going on about Kerry, and we're disappointed, and of course we are. But I mean, put yourself in Dublin's shoes. If you look at those stats, you have to say, of course they're going to be enthusiastic, and of course there's going to be wild celebrations about this victory, and fair play to them. You know, they deserve it. They're all Ireland champions. Okay, it won't go down as the greatest final of all time. It certainly was exciting. It was intense, and there was a lot of action in it. But I mean, from a spectacle point of view, you wouldn't call it the greatest exhibition of football and whatnot.
Absolutely, Ambrose. Before we lost you there, I was just saying we got a tweet in from somebody who said that when Kerry were 4 points up at 7 minutes to go, we should have been adding to the score instead of resting our laurels. Billy made the same point earlier. No doubt you'd go along with that.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, there's awful old sayings in football, and one is, you know, the best form of defence is attack, and rather than defending a 4 point, you probably tag on, try to make a fifth point in it, and at that stage, you know, you probably would have killed off Dublin. But yeah, I think I'd agree with that. You know, you don't go defending 4 points with 7 minutes to go, not in All-Ireland final. You try to kick on and make it five. You know, you make it, as I said, the best form of defence is attack. And I think none really came back to haunt us today, really. We do that a little bit too much, I felt, as well. You know, we were talking about earlier on the year. The one you have to say before today's game, you know, it's different times, but we didn't really, we're watching all, you know, we didn't really put in, what you say, a full 70 minutes of real good football in any game this year. And, you know, there was a fella talking to me, I suppose, when you take stock of it, and just listen to what a fella said. We played for 35 minutes against Cork, you know. We played probably for 30 minutes against Mayo. And that was going to come back to bite us, and it actually bit us today, because we actually did the same. So we were doing all year. Now we played lovely football in patches, but not enough of it. You know, we didn't play for the full 70 minutes, and it actually came back today to bite us.
Okay, I was asking Billy about the atmosphere. Nearly three decades ago, you captained Kerry against Dublin in All-Ireland final. How did the atmosphere today compare to way back then?
It's the same thing. It's electric. We were, you know, before the match and everything, it's electric. And I can tell you, know, that it's fairly sick thing now. Like, you know, for an upset, there's always a downside. You have great atmosphere during the match, but you have to be a loser. And I can tell you one thing, there's a lot of sad faces. I'm here on top of O'Connor Street now. There's a lot of sad Kerry faces walking down the street. And I'm one of them as well, Joe.
Is there any worse feeling for a Kerry supporter and player, Billy?
None.
Oh, God, no. I mean, to lose it in the manner in which we lost it. And look, all right, Dublin are the All-Ireland champions, right?
Hey!
You know, 4 points up 7 minutes to go, the stats says it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Tom Flavin has tweeted, how did Kerry lose that game? 4 points up and cruising, then handed 1-1 to Dublin. Absolutely got it. Congrats to the Dubs. Did what they had to do. Billy, talk to me about the Kerry substitutions. Yeah, you were saying earlier about bringing Paul Galvin on. It surprised you it happened so early. Were you happy with the way Kerry made their subsequent substitutions?
To a degree, yeah. I would have brought on Galvin a bit later. I think bringing him on when they did. No, I wouldn't have brought him on as early as that. Plus, I thought that Kieran O'Leary didn't deserve to be taken off. And if Cullum Cooper wanted to come out as he did in the second half, you could at least have two natural full forwards inside in Kieran O'Leary and Kieran Donaghy. Whereas when the Gooch was coming out, it isolated Kieran Donaghy on his own, and Darren Sullivan, who had been used then to go into the full forward line, was actually playing further out the field, which meant then you were isolating just one player. And I think we needed two natural full forwards in that area when you were 4 points up, because we had no target inside, and that's what happened. We were just holding the ball instead of using it in the full forward line. And from that point of view, I think that it was hard done by, to be honest with you. As for the other substitution, Barry John Keane, he impressed me a lot.
Okay, can I just break away from that to say it remains 3-1 at Old Trafford, United against Chelsea, 6.5 minutes to go, but Fernando Torres has just put forward his effort for worst miss of the season, and it is that bad. Ambrose, Billy's views there on the substitutions by Kerry, agree or disagree?
Yeah, I said, you know, to use Paul Gallagher as an impact sub, we didn't do that today. We brought him on far, far too early. I felt, you know, to a bigger impact if we brought him on in the second half. But I have to say, Barry John, you know, he was industrious when he came on. You know, he won a lot of ball, he got on the ball, but, you know, he probably made a few mistakes across it. But no, all in all, your substitutions were as bad for bringing on Gallagher so early. I felt, you know, we were feeling Barry John. I don't know, maybe could have used James, I don't know, today. But I thought Kieran O'Leary was taken off a little bit early as well. You know, like Billy said, they gave him, 20 minutes to an All-Ireland final, which was his first one to be in. You know, he could have done, and as Billy quite rightly said as well, he gave you an option to stay inside as a full forward. I think, you know, to win any game, you have to have two inside in the full forward line minimum at any given time. You can't go, you know, with one side alone. It's easy to double tag him and everything else like that. You need two at least anyway, minimum inside in the full forward line if we're going to be a threat, if we're going to score. Okay, today we didn't do that at times today. We'd have done inside alone maybe too often. And I feel, as I said earlier, if we'd, a second man inside were down here and put down here one on one with our Carroll, we probably would have got, we would have paid bigger dividends, which I would have felt anyway.
Billy, do you think bringing Galvin on so early was an admission that the Kerry selectors maybe got their team wrong, or was it just a case of circumstances dictating that O'Leary needed to come off at that stage?
I think they panicked a bit, I'll be honest.
Are you surprised at that? Because, I mean, Kerry managers, by their nature, take their time, let things unfold and don't really hit that panic button, as you say.
Yeah, I am. I'm quite surprised, I'll be honest. And I'm surprised with Jack O'Connor as well, because I thought that Jack, you know, Jack is a cool character. He doesn't panic normally. I just think that this is one that they got wrong, because I would have held Paul Gallagher for another while. Mm-hmm. I thought bringing him in when they did, you lost that little bit of a spark for the crowd. And at the same time, Kieran O'Leary, I just feel that, you know, he was hard done by being taken off so early. He didn't get a chance to get involved in the game. And there wasn't much ball going into the full forward anyway, Joe. I mean, a lot of the play had been revolving around midfield and the half forward. There was very little ball going into the full forward line. So it wasn't as if Kieran O'Leary was doing anything wrong. I think he was sacrificed. And I think if they were going to sacrifice him, they could have done it at a later stage in the game and not so early on.
Billy, on Twitter, free given at 70-51, free taken at 71-51, full-time whistle at 72-10. So the ref played 1 minute 11 seconds of the 2 minutes injury time. It's a joke. Comment?
Hard to argue against it. I mean, I thought that it took a long time for Klopp to actually approach the kick. I mentioned earlier about the fact that all the ingredients for the kick suited him. I don't think that he was under that much pressure, because he didn't have to equalise the game. I mean, if he missed, he wasn't going to be criticised. So, like, he had everything going for him. He had time to compose himself. And I thought the ref could have played a bit longer. Look, he was supposed to play 2 extra minutes. He played 2 extra minutes. He played longer. You could argue that point, all right, but look, one minute short is 1/70, and we can't look in just the 1 minute either.
Absolutely, Ambrose. It's all fairly incidental, really, as regards whether the ref played the full 2 minutes or not.
Well, I suppose it is, but you know, there's a question of doing right and wrong as well. I felt maybe the referee, everything that was going today, probably went Dublin's way. You know, we couldn't really blame the referee, but as you say, look, rules are rules. If you play 2 minutes, play the 2 minutes. But you do it very quickly, I suppose. Maybe the GA, no, but in one of my first, I would be delighted with him. Then you'd have doubled the win this All Ireland. The other way, if you were a replay out of it, what a match you would have. But yeah, in consequence, really, in the finish, you'd have to say, you know, I know we've drawn it even when Clarkson kicked that ball over the bar. I thought that was Clarkson's first.
No, and I suppose, look, I'm going to point out, it shouldn't have come down to that, whether the referee played 2 minutes or 1 minute and 10 seconds either.
Rules are rules. If it's 2 minutes overtime, you play the 2 minutes, and he obviously didn't. But I felt as well, you know, and you asked the question earlier, and you know, I should just think you'll be thinking about yourself now coming home. If we'll say for argument's sake, if Tomás O'Shea had done the tackle on Declan Sullivan, or Paul Gallen had done that tackle on a Dublin player, would they have sat on the pitch?
We'll never know.
We will never know, but I have a fair idea, you know, that they wouldn't have. And that's right, don't like, you know, just fine to say, all we want is fair play. You don't want anything that you're not entitled to. But I felt as well, I had asked a little thing. I felt that was a bad tackle on Declan, you know. And I think the player, for the same reason, it was accidental. I was on television. I don't think it was accidental. I think he knew exactly what he was doing. So, I mean, I think it was a green and gold jersey. That's what we do. We don't want as well. And no, look, there are these small things. You're only nitpicking now, the fellow says. But, you know, these fellows have to do a job, and all you want them to do is to do it fairly. And on occasion, I think this year we've been on the wrong side of some of our decisions.
Absolutely. Billy, unfortunately, the county we're living in means success and failure is dictated by whether we bring Sam home on the third Monday night in September. If you're going to be mean and say Kerry's year has been a failure, that would be wrong. But they haven't delivered the ultimate prize that fans were hoping for.
Yeah, you're right. We live in a county that demands success. I mean, that's always been the case. It always will be the case as well. The one I'd be worried about, Joe, where do we go from here? Because if you look at the profile of the team and the panel, there's a lot of panels that will be asking questions, are they going to be around next year? Don't know Kerry football, anything, I can tell you that for a fact. But at the same time, I think I always say that when this year finished up, it would be a difficult one for Kerry next year, because I just feel that there's a lot of lads that are going to call time on their career. Easy enough to pick who we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, age does dictate things. It happens to everybody. It comes a time when you have to say goodbye, Joe. And there's a few lads that will be contemplating that over the winter months. And then it'll be up to the management to restart and regroup, and it'll be an interesting one to see what we can come back with, because I think there's a lot of fellas that are in the same boat, age-wise, mileage-wise, with the amount of football that they've played, that they'll be considering their future after in the next couple of months, I would think, Joe.
Absolutely. Ambrose, can I get your take on that in terms of players potentially retiring, and obviously obvious candidates will be Tomás O'Shea and Owen Brosnan, along with some others, but you know better than most from your time. You did so well 84, 85 and 86. It was almost as if the future was neglected. So would Kerry football be better served by such guys stepping down, and let's restart the billing process? Because even if these guys do go, Kerry will still be contenders next year, won't they?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go along with that. No, this is not the aim to be discussing the time. There are a few fellas that I think that will call time, and that really, you know, they owe Kerry nothing, to be fair.
No, no.
They've given us fantastic service. They've been near the last 10 All-Ireland finals. That's fantastic return. But there are fellas, but you know, the one thing about that is, and Billy will know it the same as I, you will know yourself when it's time to go.
What dictates how you know? What is there one particular moment?
You will know, actually, what the very easy one you know. It's when you go to the press, take out your togs and your socks, and it's a chore. And you just throw it into the bag and you can say, I don't need this, and I'm sick of it. And your body will tell you that you're not up to this. And every fellow that retires will know that. You know, you can't stay on yourself without ever. You'll know yourself when it's time to go, and they're an All-Ireland final. I mean, in fairness to them, they've done as well. There are a few fellas there, of course, that probably will retire. And, you know, fair play to them. They've given us great times, and we've had great times on them, watching them and talking about them. But they will know themselves, in fairness. They're not fools, mm-hmm. believe me, and I think they will know. You probably will have three or four retirements, and you know, we won't say who they are. They know themselves, and I think we all know themselves. But they'll have time to think about it. They'll make no rush decisions or rash decisions. There are a few, and like Billy says, it will be rebuilding for Jack. In fairness, this will be a test of his management skills now as well, you know. We will have four or five fellas going for this, and it's a new challenge coming on to us, and we'll only have to wait and see what way the management team will react to this, and what players they'll bring in or bring out. So it is changing times, in fairness. I think we saw the likes of Tomás, as you say, fantastic servants of Kerry football. I'd be surprised if we saw him down in a green and gold jersey again, Joe, and you know, you'd have to say fair play to them. He deserves a break and his time in the sun, because he was a fantastic ambassador for Kerry football and a fantastic player. And indeed, they all were, in fairness to them now. We'd have to single out every one of them and say that they've done Kerry proud, but there is changing times. I think we knew that. I think everyone coming up today knew that there was a lot of fellas we wouldn't be seeing in Croke Park again. And, you know, if they do go, we wish them all the best. But it's not. I don't think it's even to be talking about it, really. They know themselves. And we'll have to see the management skills of Jack O'Connell in 2012 when he goes rebuilding his side.
Billy, it sounds as though Ambrose is painting a bleak future.
No, absolutely not. No. I wouldn't agree that the future is bleak. In fact, you look at the papers during the week, the new kids on the block. Do you see that photograph?
I can't say I did.
Well, there's a photograph of seven or eight young fellas who will be bursting into the National League setup, and I'm looking forward to seeing them and their development. They're all 22, 23, 24, who have been playing second fiddle, I suppose, to the experienced players. But now is their time, and we'll hopefully get some bit of a return off them and see what kind of level they're at, and hopefully that the future will be bright. I mean, we're talking a few players, but we have a few replacements. And the experience, Joe, that they've had over the last couple of months with the experienced players and seeing the whole process of going to an All-Ireland final and what's involved, that'll all stand to them. So from that point of view, it's not as if they're brand new kids that we're picking off the street. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've seen what the setup is like. They know what commitment is required. They know the system. So now all they have to do now is go and perform, and at least they're given the opportunity now, if the opportunity presents itself.
OK, Ambrose, I'm going to give you 60 seconds to sum up the day and Kerry's season. Go. OK, I've lost Ambrose. Billy, I'll try that with you. 60 seconds to sum up Kerry's season and the day itself.
Well, the day itself is disappointing. It was an All-Ireland that I thought we could have won, probably we should have won. And it'll be disappointing the way it finished up. Overall, the year was very satisfactory. I think that the league unveiled a few players that I think we'll see next year. Good Munster Championship. Okay, we didn't play for 70 minutes, as Ambrose said, through every game that we played in. But at the same time, we got to an All-Ireland final. But it was very disappointing in that, that we didn't get an end result today, Joe. There was an All-Ireland there for Kerry. We didn't pick it up. Fair play to Dublin. They take a great satisfaction out of it. But yeah, it is disappointing.
Ambrose, sum up the season and today's final for me.
Yeah, I said one, we should have won, really. You know, there's no ifs or buts about this. And this is an All-Ireland we should have won. We gifted one to Dublin, I think. You know, and I know that Paul's people will be delighted with us. Because, I mean, 4 points up 7 minutes to go. We're too long. And we were talking about all our experience and everything else. We should have closed out the game, really. And you know, that the thing about it was you'd have loved to see Tomáš pick up a 6 All-Ireland medal. You know, in fairness, there was a couple of things. And I'd love to see Goals taking the cup down to Killarney. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, and we weren't beaten by a better team. You know, we beat ourselves, and that makes it a hard pill for Kerry supporters to follow this evening, you know. We wish Dublin all the best and congratulations and fair play to them. It's not so great or anything. We just look at our job is to look at it in the poll at the end and analyse it. And that was one All-Ireland final we should have won. Forget the ones that we didn't win, and you know, we'll all talk about it. But if you told me coming up today that we'd have been 4 points off with 7 minutes to go and we lost the game, I'd have said, I'd have taken any money on you on a bet. From that point of view, that's what makes it a hard pill to swallow. And as we say, look, That's my take on it. It was one I think that we could have and should have won, and we want good job in the victory. But I feel sorry for Kerry, because they look at this thing. These fellas are long on the tooth, are experienced players. They've played at a very high level for a long, long time. They will know themselves. They need me or Billy Shea to tell them that's one they should have won, Joe.